When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Going, I'm gonna do a Patreon ad. Hey guys, I'm gonna do a Patreon ad.
You never
is that cool?
Do those. That's you never do.
I never do.
Take this initiative and do these ads.
We need more people on the Patreon. Yeah. So let's
rely on the Patreon.
No. Oh, Patreon, everybody! Oh, hey, I actually did a little test before that, and it went away, and it actually caught that on the live thing. Patreon, Patreon.com/wangers. Hey everybody, welcome back. Please, it would be so awesome if you can go on over to Patreon.com/wangers. What is that? Stop that. And then you could also check out the tiers that you might say, hey, I like that tier, but I don't like that tier. But this tier is so cool. So check it out. Helps us out here on the channel. And, you know, it's also fun, too. You like things that are fun, right? What the hell?
I only enjoy non-fun things. That's what I look forward to in life. I don't look for any joy in things. But not how I entertain myself with really sad things. Oh, God. Welcome, everybody, to this episode of The Wanger Show. Wanger Show episode 221. Mm-hmm. Hey, Cody, what's that Pokemon? Hey, Cody, that's a great question. Let me look that up for you. I'm looking at the ball. Pillowswine.
Pillowswine
is the Pokemon, guys. Mm. Remember that, gang? It's like it's got the hair and the little like the horn fangs.
Corn?
The horn?
Oh, horn.
Cute little button nose, and it's like big and tall. You
know? That's the evolved form of Sweenub.
Sweenub, I believe. Yeah, the little cute guy. Yeah.
Brian, your take, or are you a recording?
I'm trying to look up, what is it? Pillow?
Pillow horn? Swine.
My pillow.
Swine. Just one L on pillow, though, and no W for no the pillow. Yeah, I think it like Pilo Swine is what you're looking for here.
Wait, that's so then it's not it. Pillow.
I just how I'm. I think that's how you say it. I'm just.
How do you say it in the chat? Let us know. Verbally, speak into the void, please. We need that.
Whoa, that looks like a.
What's that look
ball.
Like? Keegan? It just looks
like
a
hairy
ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of hairy ball. Oh. Hey. Too soon. Hey.
Yeah, we should have used that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. I mean, we've used so many dick comparisons, ball size comparisons. Hair length.
Sometimes
comparisons.
We should just say testicles straight out.
Testicles. Yeah. Balls. Yeah. It's very scientific. Welcome back to another episode of The Wanger Show. This is episode 221.
Another one.
This is the show where three friends come together, have a great time, and occasionally slap each other's balls around. Just fucking
You might think that's a metaphor.
No, it's not.
It's our pre-show ritual. Some people are like vocal exercises. We punch each other in the dick.
To describe the show to someone that has never seen it before, it's basically this. You remember in middle school when all of you, this is for mostly the guys, I don't know if the girls would play this, but if they did, then, hey, you got to watch out. All the dudes would go around and just punch somebody in the fucking dick or punch somebody in
the
balls.
All the time?
Chase.
Brian. Chase, didn't
Yeah. Fucking ball tap.
Tack tap, ball tap, ball tap.
Ball tap. Ah, you fell to the floor.
Did he, because I punched you in the fucking crotch. It hurts, doesn't it? Did he like declare that? So you said the name of the game. He didn't just walk up to people with like a straight face and just punch them in the crotch.
I think in high school you got to catch them off guard.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially the gym shorts time. That's when the dick's just dangling out.
Oh,
I would almost appreciate it more if like I saw him coming from like 200 yards away and he's making a beeline for me with no expression on his face whatsoever. Fist out, bam, right there in the
Superman. Yeah, or just headbutted the balls.
Whatever method. As long as you're upfront about it.
I'm sure there were rules too, as far as like, okay, you can't do this, you can't do this. You know,
you got to respect the integrity of the ball punching.
Yeah, the ball tap. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ball tap.
Did you guys get pantsed in high school?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Not in high school.
I never did.
Not in high school.
Oh, high school. I think in middle school. I think it was like you can get in serious trouble if you did it in high school.
Mm.
In middle school, some guy did it, and his boxers came down as well. His dick was out.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Chase was like, ball tap, and then got him right there.
Chase was like 2 years older than us, and he was in high school at the time, but he still came over.
He already graduated. Yeah, that same thing happened to me as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you get punched in the dick by Chase.
Well, no, well, yes, that too, but I got pantsed and the boxers went along with them and everybody.
Your dick went out.
Everybody pointed and laughed and was like, it's so small. You know, it's just like all of them just
laughing. Wait, did that really happen or no?
Yeah, that did happen. Yeah.
Your dick fell out.
It just fucking like.
People laughed at you and laughed at the size of your penis.
It was just like, how do I.
Okay.
And
it hit the floor too. Oh.
And then you saw the janitor from Austin Powers 3 just like laugh.
Well, everyone's laughing at you.
And I was like, Dad?
You're just
and
looking just around. Went, Daddy?
He's not even there.
Empty chair in the quad.
We got to.
Cat said they snap bras. That's a girl thing. I never heard that. Snatch tap.
What would they call it? Bra snap? That's what they do?
Bra snap.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that now. As well. I don't recommend doing that now.
You wouldn't wear a bra now.
No, I wouldn't wear a bra. I mean, I probably should, to be honest with you. But don't do that. Don't hit balls either. That could.
Don't hit the dick.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Smack a little ass. No, don't do that either.
Smack a little.
No, if you're on the baseball. If you're on the baseball team, get up in there, dude. You know what I mean?
The baseball dudes would all be like,
good game, dude.
Go.
I never understood that. I always went the high five route when I was one to congratulate somebody.
I don't know.
Like, where's your butt?
I don't know, but it was fun. Yeah. We had a good time.
You loved it. You loved.
We had a great time. Yeah.
Did you have like an assembly line? You're just. Good job, team. Okay.
I hope this guy gets a triple because I'm gonna slap his ass so hard.
It's a scary movie. It's like, hey, way to go, Dante. Damn. Nice ass. Just walks away.
There's one guy who made like an arrow and you don't slap his ass, you punch him in the dick.
There's
almost cost it.
Oh, that's there's a sketch for that.
Bill did one.
Yes, that's right.
Is that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where he's like, dude, no. And he's like, come on over
here. Come on, slap ass.
Slap ass.
It's great. Yeah.
He's like staring at him all serious. And didn't they get like a new player and the guy's ass was just like fat and he really wanted to smack it?
Something like that. Right, yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Our good friend Eric is watching right now. He said hello from a Walmart parking lot.
Ooh.
Oh.
Favorite Walmart dish. Go.
Dish? Food at Walmart?
I don't know. Favorite thing at Walmart. I haven't been in a Walmart in a forever.
Okay. My Walmart had a Taco Bell in it growing up, though.
Oh.
That was amazing.
Didn't they used to have McDonald's in it?
I think so. I think the one here
some of them do.
With the Ronald that just sits there.
It's actually like a guy in the suit, and he's like,
I hate this.
Order a McDouble. mine had a Taco Bell. I'm trying to remember what else.
We love the Taco Bell.
I think mine had
for Blu-rays used to be fun, and they took all the Blu-rays out.
Yeah, like the $5 bins.
Blu-rays?
Dude, that and Target. Fucking Target. I go there like every
Target
weekend.
Sucks.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I usually get one Blu-ray every time I go there and see what they got. And it's just literally one aisle now. New releases, and it's all just Marvel shit from like 2013. I'm like, Thor of the Dark World is not a new release, Target. What are you doing?
But,
very upset about this.
Best Buy even kind of. I mean, Best Buy is still the best to define your options, but they're still pretty limited as well, you know? Yeah. Sometimes I go in there and want to upgrade to the 4K and get it, but then I don't.
What's the point? What's the point?
Can't you just buy it online? Like, I always just go
there's
there to, like,
Ryan. Just
here it goes.
The downfall of society over here. Can't you buy it online for
a
gig? Yeah.
Laura needed to buy a hard drive. We went to Best Buy, and the guy was like, I think it's over there. I think we're out.
It's like, you don't know what they sell. Do you want, like, a fucking laundry machine? We have those.
Well,
but we went to the other side where the hard drives were, and the shelves were just empty.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do?
I'm surprised, too.
We hit up Bezos. Got
Jeff Bezos.
Amazon.
Oh, Jeffy. Hey, Jeff, baby. Last year in particular, like computer parts just in general were really, really hard to come by. Everybody was just building PCs and shit. I mean, I didn't have a problem getting a hard drive because, I went straight to the bays, you know. Uh-huh. I didn't waste my time going into a store.
What's a bay? Oh, eBay?
No, Bezos.
Oh, Bays.
I was confused by the Bay as well. Yeah, I was like, did you go to like Tampa or
Keep
San
up.
Francisco?
Keep
like,
up.
Where
I've never
did you
been
go?
To Tampa before, but I've. I,
me neither.
Neither has Cody, but he's a fan of the team. For some reason.
I'm not going down this road again. I've explained my reasoning, okay? It's been 20 years.
Tom Brady, that's why.
Nope. I had a 19-year head start on Tom Brady showing up.
You knew.
I knew it was going to happen.
You knew they were going to
pay off eventually. Yeah.
Somehow. Well, he knew he's going to retire in Florida. He's like, why don't I just play football for a couple years?
Isn't that where we all go?
Retire in Florida.
In particular, Tampa Bay, of course.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, yeah.
I heard
you ever go to the Best Buy like home theater section and just like hang out, and then like the salesmen are like, "What are you doing here? Are you gonna buy anything?" I'm like, "I'm just watching Avatar over here on your 3D."
It always looks so nice. There.
It is always Avatar too. Yeah, they always have Avatar.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Avatar 2's out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just kidding,
Nick. It should have been. I think the second movie should have been out like 2 years ago or something like that, right?
It should. I mean, at this point, I've lost track.
Cody's a hater, Nick. You hear that? Nick Reeves.
There's no hate in that at all. It's just like confusion.
Well, I heard the shade.
I heard we're sold out.
I heard, Nick, pretty much. Speaking of merch, no. I heard, I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, that's where I was going with that. You threw me off. I threw myself off with that, but then you threw me off even more when I heard it again. I was like,
I punched as you were falling down.
Yeah, you punched my dick
as you were going down to the floor. Yeah,
snapped his bra back.
Oh, the double tap. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should all, this is a video. We'll all wear bras, and we'll feel how it felt to get snapped in the back like that from the bra.
Okay. Yeah. Do we have to get fitted for our bras?
Absolutely.
We have to get like the actual size.
Fitting,
yeah, we have to get an actual size. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Cody's probably an A.
And then we wear thongs, and we have to give each other wedgies with the thongs.
Oh, that's just my Friday night. I don't know.
Oh!
You don't need to do a video for Brian. Yeah.
Do you guys like want to film it at the time? Yeah, I'll let you know.
I already have plenty of footage of this. You don't even have to record anything new.
I'm going
to have to edit it. I have many different highlight reels of mine.
I do have a highlight,
going to need that footage, Brian.
Footy.
Found footy. Senior Film, by the way, already sent in his almost weekly Streamlab right now. Thank you so much, Nilo. We appreciate you. Again, anytime we're at a bar, you know what? This is dangerous, but oh well. If you're in a bar close in the vicinity, you'd be like, hey, I'm at a bar. Come buy me drinks. Mm-hmm. Gonna have to come down there and buy you some drinks. Just gonna have to
go. Some random guys can come up to us. Hey guys, I'm seeing.
I'm like,
oh shit,
we're here.
Send your pellicula.
Because shots all the way around. So thank you, Senior Film. Very much appreciate that. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Senior Film.
Appreciate you. Boys, it's Monday, Musical May. We saw each other over the weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Touched each other.
Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm.
Some of them know. I mean,
it's been posted everywhere.
Yeah, I posted on Twitter, Instagram. I tagged you.
Oh, yeah, we are on the gram. Yeah,
you liked the photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did like the photo.
You posted it yourself. You took the photo.
Yeah, I don't know how to stand in photos. Like, what do? Do I like put my arms around you guys?
I awkwardly leaned against the fireplace when I did it. I was like a weird like this, and it was strange for me.
Oh, Brian has a fireplace.
You know, it seemed like a good spot where a fireplace would go. Look at that photo again, and it seemed like it'd be a good place to put a fireplace. That's
it would be.
Saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me contact my landlord and tell him my buddy from my podcast told me to install a fireplace.
Get building on that, okay?
Yeah.
It's right under the TV, it would look perfect. Yeah. Just think about it, Brian. Anyway.
Yeah, have you met new people post-quarantine, and do you have to shake their hand? Like, are you okay with shaking hands now?
I got really anxious because when we did the Godzilla versus Kong screening, my dad met Ellis for the first time, and he went right up to him and stuck his hand out. I was just like, oh, God, oh, no.
But and then punched him in the dick. Right?
Yeah, I punched my dad. Yeah.
And Chase came out again.
Just out of nowhere. Yeah. And like,
he just comes out, I'm everywhere.
Because like, I saw my dad go for the handshake, and Ellis went for the elbow bump. But then Ellis
shook his elbow.
He shook his elbow. Yeah. It was really strange. Okay. But then Ellis switched right away. He did like a cool little, Hadouken.
Ellis is just the cool guy.
Yeah. And then he went for the handshake.
So they shook hands.
They spread it. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, but my dad was vaccinated at that point, I believe. So
you were, or you were not.
My dad was.
Oh, your dad was.
Yes.
Ellis was not.
I don't know. I don't remember that. Yeah. I don't know if he was. I'm pretty sure everyone there was, except for like me. I was the only one risking myself.
Got to risk it for Kong.
Got it. I mean, hey, got to do it. Kong is dong, dong, Kong, dong.
Dong, Kong, dong.
Dong, Kong, dong.
You switched out the medley there.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think I would shake anyone's hand. It's like Latin. Yeah. It's a dead language. We don't need handshakes.
Cody doesn't look people in the eye.
I don't. I don't even look. I don't. Even, I never greeted people before this. You think I'm gonna do it after? I'm.
So you seem like a weak handshake, Cody.
I think I'd surprise you.
Oh, you got a strong handshake.
Yeah.
Wow. A strong hand.
I don't think I've ever shaken your hand.
Yeah, that's right. When we met each other, I didn't even look at you. I was just like, yeah.
I think, no, now that I remember, yeah. I was like, I think you looked to the floor and you gave me a weak handshake.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, of course, this guy has a weak handshake.
Laura's the only one. Laura's like, hey, how you doing? She comes in for the hug. You're just like, oh, yeah. Hi.
We don't do hugs. That's you can't true. Do hugs.
I don't mind doing hugs. Do I give hugs.
I was always
hug.
Terrible at never knowing when it was hug appropriate time. You know what I mean? Where I was on like hug level with somebody.
Mm.
So I was like, I don't know.
You
I
were just, never hugged.
Never. I've never really a hugger.
So even your own father.
No.
He, the look in his eyes when he said that. Oh
I
my
just
God.
Want him to offer me a hug for once, no, Dad.
No. I was never hugged as a child.
Oh, man. I love hugs. I love hugs all around.
Mm,
hugs are great. Nah, embrace COVID, the hugs.
Then, nah. Then your like ears are together and then they're like breathing on
sometimes
your
like the beard hits the neck or the facial hair. It's like,
it's
oh,
gross.
God.
Oh, no. You don't
you guys
do
not
that.
Know how to hug? There's a
you guys not make
you
out when you hug?
The neck, right? That's what
would you say your ear touches the other ear? Like,
yeah.
Isn't that what you do?
You guys no, you like, just, you just go
and then
over?
All of a sudden the fist is on the penis and then you're like punching that. And,
and then
like,
I'm grabbing a bunch of ass.
Every hug is like this. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Good game, champ. Weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how you say goodbye. Yeah. All right, see you, buddy.
See you later.
All right, see you. Like, we're not in baseball.
But no, haven't met anybody like new and been like, hey, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, sir.
Or ma'am.
Here's a handshake.
I'll meet a parent at the park. And they're like, oh, what's his name? Like, it's Grant. And they're like, oh, what's their name? Blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, okay, we're going to take off now. And it's like, I don't really continue the conversation at
all.
Oh,
Cody, come on.
You got
I have
now.
To get better. I understand
you
this
gotta.
Is the problem. I have to learn how to communicate with people.
Let's,
I can't do small talk to save my life, guys.
Let's practice the small talk.
Let's
guys,
do it right now. All right. I'll be Grant.
Guys, my blood just fucking rushed my head. So fucking stressed out right now. This
already?
Is, this is scary. Huh? Yes. This, oh, God.
No. Okay. All right. Okay. Me and Brian will be the parents.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then.
So we see Grant and we see Cody taking care of Grant at the park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We approach Cody like, oh, is that yours?
Hold on. Excuse me, sir. What did you just call our son?
I'm like, no, he's not.
Oh, just, that's not yours.
Where are you guys from, huh?
No.
Yeah, he's mine. He's my kid.
Oh, nice. How old is he?
He's 20, almost two, 20, 21 months.
Oh, probably. My goodness.
Almost, oh, it's wow. They're adorable at that age.
Yeah, he's running around now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's getting fast.
Wow. Yeah. How has it been? How have you been? I see you walking around on the park sometimes. I'm like, hey, I've been meaning to come and check because we come. Our son Miles comes here all the time, always just looks at him, and he's a little shy. He's just Miles is a little shy, but you know, we're trying to get him to play with other kids. So,
okay, was there a question there?
No, that's not really small talk. That's just like a monologue.
You called our son it, Brian. Okay,
I said is his.
He called his. Okay, that's fine. That's right. Don't listen to him. He's drinking.
Everything okay with you guys?
No. It's definitely not okay.
Can you excuse us? Can you excuse us for one second?
Sure, absolutely. I'm just going to leave.
13 months. 20. How old is your kid? 21 months. 21 months in quarantine with this piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
This is me to Brian. This is his elbow. Get over. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Get over here. Don't embarrass me like that.
Am I the one? Who's?
Oh, we're both men, Brian.
Oh, we're together.
It's 2021. Yes, we're both men. Fuck.
I thought you had a bra on.
Put the stick down. Let's go.
Okay.
Come on. Let's get out of here.
Let's make friends with this white
guy. So what do you do?
This is the part where I get uncomfortable because I'm unemployed. I'm in I do jobs on the side every now and then.
Oh,
you pandemic.
You stay at home dad.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm here at the park. So what are you guys doing?
To be honest with you, what is your name, by the way? I didn't ask.
Cody.
Cody. Oh, okay. That's a nice great name.
Yeah.
You know,
like a great guy.
When you said your
what
son
your
is
home,
Jonathan.
Jonathan, huh?
Robert.
I already said your name was Brian.
Oh, damn it.
He does this. He's drunk.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm drinking at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Now, see here, Cody, when my son was two, I wasn't around. He hates me now. He's 15 years old, and he's playing at the park still.
Off.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe you guys should turn around. He's sprinting the other direction with a sign that says, help me. You should probably look into that, see how he's doing. But
You guys breastfeeding or... Is that done with?
No, it's done with. Yeah, we stopped that a little bit ago.
Right.
I'm eating solids.
Is he talking yet, or what's
saying some words? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what words is he saying? He's saying dada.
Mama. He says dada.
Oh,
that's adorable.
That's so cute.
You gonna get him in sports? He's gonna be in sports, huh?
Well, if he's a son of mine, he's probably not going to be very good. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't say that.
You're kind of weird. Body. Yeah, that's a weird response. You don't say that.
Yeah.
You don't be self-deprecating to people you don't know. Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry.
No, this is part of the conversation. That's what I'm saying. You guys are. This took a sharp turn.
Oh, we're psychologists. Well, he's a psychiatrist. No, I'm a psychologist.
That explains the drinking.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. We go around to parks trying to test parents and their kids.
Yeah. We look at ones that we think is a little bitch, and then we just expose
is this
them.
Legal? Should I call the cops?
No. It's
we
fine.
Don't have to bring them into it.
I'll give you my card.
Completely gone. By the way, he's turned the corner. You don't have a child here.
He can prescribe you stuff under the table. No problem. It's easy.
You don't say. Okay.
Psychiatrist. Yes. I'll talk to you about your feelings, and he'll control them via substance.
Want some uppers, downers?
Oh, man.
Sideways?
Do you have menu? Can I look at the menu, see what you guys got?
It's best we don't bring paper into this.
That's fair. Yeah.
I have a QR code if you want to.
Oh, that'd be great. Yelling at the phone right now. Okay. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Wow. All right, well.
And that's how every conversation goes with me.
Nice. Exactly.
It was
like
nice
that
small
one.
Talk at this park.
What goes through your head when someone asks you a question? Like, just as simple as like, hey, how are you? What's the first thing that pops
when
up in
I'm
your head?
When I'm answering, I'm immediately thinking about what to say to the person back, like a question to ask them. That's where I run into the issue. Mm-hmm. You know, like I can answer a question if you ask me one, but I don't know what the follow-up would be.
Because you don't care about other people.
That's not what it is. Why are you assuming that, Brian?
That's what it sounds like. If you're genuinely curious, you'd be like, you know what? What's this guy's story?
I just don't know what to ask. I would love to learn everything about this couple that I just talked to at the work here.
See?
But
you
I
asked us.
Where those, asked what your names were.
They're on the run from the cops right now. Yeah. they're not
they
doing
should have a lot of follow-ups here based on the story that we told. It's a real thing, guys.
Talk about the weather.
I'm not good at talking to people.
Sports
is your thing. Sports is your thing.
I need to like listen to sports shows or podcasts because everyone's in it and everyone's like, oh, you see the Knicks play? Yeah.
Who are you talking to that you talk to sports with?
I met someone, like a family on over the weekend.
We're
watching the Knicks game.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, the Knicks haven't been in the playoffs. And I was like, that's cool. Huh?
Let's test how much you remember here. How long it since been since?
I don't think a number was determined, but I would say 20 years.
There.
I don't know.
No, I think they went in like 2012, 2013, I think. Mm. But like they haven't been good in like 20 years. Yeah.
Did you like that I did the Trae Young pull? I had a Trae Young pull.
Look at you today. Yeah, in text messages today, you told us about Trae Young. I was so proud.
I thought that was a typo.
No.
I thought you meant to say trade.
Yeah, trade.
No, Trae Young. See, he's not Cody.
Christian fucking
he's not part of
here.
The sports world.
Yeah. You know what?
Here's a new scenario. Me and Brian are at a fucking sports bar watching the game, and Lone
and you know what? I can
up.
Have a
here we go.
I can have a conversation with you guys because I know how to navigate through all that shit. No problem. I don't know anything about sports, but I can find questions where I'm like, "How are they doing, by the way? What happened with this scandal? Whatever. Like, I know a couple little things. I'm not gonna like go down the line and do research for a fucking game that you're like for a thing that you're never gonna end up." Like contributing to
Cody, he doesn't know that the Suns beat the Lakers obviously by 9 points in the fourth quarter.
But that doesn't make you a real fan.
How do you think Dwight Howard played in that Laker game last night?
Davis only was rebounds
on,
like 13.
Yeah, we'll talk about Davis in a second. I want
Dwight
to say,
Howard.
Christian thinks of Dwight Howard.
Yeah. Which one was he again?
He's the center.
The center for the Lakers.
Yeah.
How old is he?
You're the worst person to talk to.
I was trying to set you up because he's not on the Lakers. I was trying to get you to get caught up and be like, he's actually not on the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
Then you had to do your follow up question. You're so damn good playing the tennis with the conversation here, and you got me stumped.
Well, I didn't go like, oh, I don't know. Bye.
Don't make fun of my social condition.
I'm sorry.
Don't make fun of social anxiety.
Yeah, come on now.
So your follow-up question is, how old is this player?
Yeah, because that will help me determine how long he's been in the game.
That was just after saying, like, how did he do last night? Well, how old is he?
Yeah. I got to know how old he is.
I'd say he's in his early to mid-30s, probably.
Is that a pretty good age? Like, I don't know when basketball players retire.
He's old. He's on the older side.
Yeah, okay, professional athletes, I think, usually after, like, 27, 28, start to dip out a little bit.
Okay, so now that I know that, I was like, I assumed, you know, he's getting a little bit older. He didn't have the best game last night.
You're just generalized based on the information given to you at the moment.
I don't know what you what is it
data together. He's like, let me look at the analytics of this conversation.
He's old right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basketball players don't do this. Okay, he's not doing as great as he used to be in his rookie years.
Going to
like 7 minutes for him to respond. He's looking through all these numbers.
As opposed to what? Going to Wikipedia and looking up a game that happened a week ago just to have a conversation.
No, but I'm saying if we were at a sports bar and this conversation happened, that's why most people there would probably know what's going on the TV. That's the only reason I brought
most
that
people, up. Yeah. Not all people.
I didn't want to bring this up.
Sports bar? Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh, you said sports bar. I thought you just said a bar. Okay.
No.
I didn't know we were watching the Knicks play the Hawks.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Hawks. I've never heard of
with
that.
Trae Young. Yeah.
Yeah. I is that a new
never
team?
Never heard of the Atlanta Hawks. They've been around for a while.
Okay. Have they?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been out of the game for a minute.
They've been a team for at least like 30, 40 years, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever
sounds
heard
new
of
to
Atlanta
me
Hawks.
Too. Yeah. Oh, how many teams are there? See?
How old are they?
How old are they? How old is this team?
The oldest? Which team is the oldest? Which team is
how
the
old is this team?
Like on average, based on roster? Just a pretty young team, I'd say.
No, no. Like how long has this been a team for?
How long has the franchise been around?
At least the 80s or 90s. Let me look this up. Atlanta Hawks.
That'd be great if they like just started in the 2000s.
No,
I hope they did. Because I was about to ask. I was like, is Atlanta Hawks a new team? And I don't want to look foolish. Uh-oh.
If we want to get specific, boys, the team's origins can be traced to the establishment of the Buffalo Bisons in 1946.
Oh.
And then eventually that team, I guess, became the Atlanta Hawks through relocation.
So Buffalo to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I guarantee you can say like, how many
St. Louis in the meanwhile.
Oh, how many God, teams are there in the
oh, my
NBA?
God. They were in Milwaukee. This team has quite the history that you guys missed out on. Sorry.
No one knows Atlanta Hawks. Christian, where are the Lakers originally from?
I think I might know this. No, I'm thinking, is it the Raiders? I know they do a bit in basketball where they like say teams went from here to here.
Again, this is all in the conversation at the bar.
Setting up a conversation?
I'm just going to go walk away.
I wouldn't go to a fucking sports bar expecting a fucking quiz.
Go with the bit, Christian.
I didn't know it was a bit.
Scenario. Okay.
I didn't know we were still doing a bit.
I literally said, let's set up a scenario. Cody and Brian are at a bar. Christian walked
okay, but you looking through fucking Google and then all of a sudden the
it's
bit's
like
off?
Lakers.
What? Okay.
I don't understand what the hell you guys
Minneapolis were from the Lakers were from.
Yes.
Okay, that's where they were from.
That's what I was going to say.
You didn't know that, Cody?
No, I did. Yeah, that's why they're the Lakers.
The Lakes? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? Sorry, it's really loud in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trae Young?
Trae Young,
Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen Trae Young's hair?
Yeah, we made fun of it. It looked like half a haircut.
That meme where it's the lollipop with the hair on it is kind of funny. But
I haven't seen that. I want to look at that.
Yeah, Google lollipop on floor with hair, and that's Trae Young's hair.
Lollipop on floor.
Yeah, it's a really mean meme, but it makes me laugh. It's pretty good.
Is he balding though? Like
He's 21 years old, I think. He's very young.
But
I
had a buddy balding in high school, and he was like super self conscious. I don't want to make fun of him if he's balding.
Okay, I don't know Trae Young's hair situation. I should know that.
But you were making fun of him last night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
make fun of it right now, but
then I looked up and we're like, is he balding? Let me see.
Young balding. You know who is balding? Who's trying to hide it? LeBron James. LeBron James has
been balding since he was 21 years old.
I know, but he's your buddy. That was in high school. That was balding.
Yeah,
he's been trying to like color in his hairline for a while now, and it's great. But he's not fooling anybody, LeBron.
Why am I looking at lollipop on floor?
With hair on it.
Lollipop.
Google lollipop Trae Young and you'll find it. You'll find the picture that everyone says that's what he looks like. It feels bad. Yeah.
All right, let me see if I can put this in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Christian found it that quickly?
Yeah.
It took Brian that long.
Okay. Well, I got to add it to.
Well, the Wi-Fi here in this bar is fucking great, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. Going connected the Wi-Fi. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
it's kind of messed up, man.
Yeah,
but you know, it's...
why is that? That doesn't look. I don't get it.
You don't see.
I don't get it.
You know,
the hair. I mean, resemblance.
Because the lollipop is the head.
That's the hair you were making fun of, though.
You got to see the side. It's
it's not the best photo. It's not the best photo.
I was like, what's wrong with his hair? Side photo.
Your hair is better than that, Christian. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. If you want to go to your barber, get the Trae Young. You can do that.
You see what he does.
I don't see.
What are you looking at?
Trae Young's side.
Still going down. Okay. Did you watch any other games last night, Brian? Brian, you son of a bitch! You got the loop on. You thought I was getting fooled.
I did not.
I heard you gulping. I was like, oh, he's not drinking anything in that photo. No, sir.
No, we just watched the Knicks play because they were the first time in the playoffs for a while.
Yeah, as we said.
20 years?
Yeah, 20 yeah. years. Yeah, 8 years.
I was busy during the Lakers game. It would have been nice to watch the Lakers lose to the Suns.
Yeah, it was a very bad game. I was texting Ace during it, though. Ace was loving it.
He's a Suns fan. He's
Arizona.
Are you a Laker fan, or are you a Tampa Bay?
I hate you so much, man. I'm a basketball fan. I'm a fan of my teams in each sport, man. And the Lakers are my basketball team.
Lakers are your basketball team.
I'm from SoCal, okay? Angels are my baseball team.
That explains Tampa Bay.
I did not have a football team in SoCal other than the Chargers, but the Chargers were terrible when I was growing up, okay? So I picked a team that I thought was cool.
In all fairness, yes, LA did not have a team.
Yes,
like most
of our childhood.
Yeah,
all of our childhood didn't have it till I was like 25, I think.
Yeah, so all of my friends and family members, like my brother's a Vikings fan, his friends a Green Bay fan, like other people are Colorado fans. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, my dad's a Jets fan.
Your dad's a Jets fan. Oh God, that's worse than being a Bucks fan.
How do Jets conversations go with your father?
Yeah, I don't know. Try to talk to you about Mark Sanchez and the butt fumble? What's going on there?
I mean, no. But...
You guys ever seen the butt fumble?
Oh no, yes. Sorry.
I mean, no.
Like I thought you were saying, do you like talk about that like all the time?
That's not what you talk about every Sunday. Hey, son. So they're talking butt.
I don't really talk sports with them that much. The most sports I'll talk with them is probably like UFC, but that's about it. Okay. If anything, I'm more caught up with UFC than I am any other sport.
You got me there. I can't tell
it's
you anything.
Easier to follow up on.
I can't do that. There's McGregor.
There's Conor.
Yeah, Conor of course. Yeah. There's John Bones Jones. That's one.
John Bones.
Right?
Yeah. There's John Jones. Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is Tito Ortiz still fighting? Probably not.
I think Brock Lesnar's still at it though. I don't know.
That I don't know either. I haven't seen him fight in a while.
Dana White is obviously part of it.
Yeah. He doesn't fight. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ariane Celeste is part of the...
I will say...
Ariane Grande as well.
She gets in the ring.
She gets down. Yeah.
I would say going to bars or specifically... I guess maybe they do cover charges for all bars and not just sports bars, but like during UFC nights is the worst because you'd never be able to go anywhere.
No, that doesn't sound fun.
No.
I'm going to look up the... When's the next Laker game or next sports event? We should all... Get together and watch.
I think it's tomorrow night, I want to say.
Hell yeah.
I think. I'm trying to remember.
So you guys came over Saturday for the Hamilton commentary. Mm-hmm. And before that, we were watching baseball.
Yeah, we watched a lot of that baseball game.
There was a lot of it. Yeah. Dodgers versus
stuff up. Yeah.
Giants.
It took a while. Yeah.
Dodgers v. Giants, yeah. And
I saw Pujols have multiple at-bats as a Dodger, which just pissed me off. I was like, this fucking guy.
Former Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did he trade?
Dodgers now. He didn't trade.
Or why did he move over? Or why did they trade him over? What happened?
He sucks. He sucks now. And they were, it's a matter of who you believe, because he says he didn't ask to be released, but they said he wanted to be released.
He also says he's 25.
Yeah, his age is another thing. I don't think he's actually 41 or 42. I think he's a few years older than that, but it was great to see him succeed with someone else. That was great.
Oh, he was doing well.
Yeah.
It could be like a combination of like, because he's been with the Angels for, like, what, 10 years?
10
plus?
Years, yeah.
Exactly 10 years?
Yeah, they signed a 10-year deal, didn't accomplish much.
Oh, but, my goodness.
He hit some homers. I actually liked him most of the time. But
I mean, his first base, though, was like, what are you going to do? Yeah.
He just stands there.
He's
like watching, like, an ex have a better life? With
kind
like
of.
Another team, yeah.
A little bit.
That's what it feels like. They're with a new girlfriend, and now they're just showing off. So they're succeeding
especially
more.
Like the new one is like someone that you hate. Like it's a dude that you know.
She's with a guy that you cannot stand. Yeah. But they're having a great time together.
And that guy's like much more successful in life too. He's thriving.
He's coming off a big promotion. You know,
the fool was like graduated up basically by leaving. Yeah. By leaving me is what happened.
Oh, Yeah. But it's still like unclear if like you left her or she left you.
Yeah, you know, if you ask me, you're gonna hear a different thing. If you ask him, they're gonna say a different thing.
But at least he's doing well.
Yeah, and I couldn't be worse right now. Team is really bad right now.
No.
Embarrassing.
It's a pretty long season. It's a pretty long season.
I think 182 games. I think
162.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't far off.
Yeah,
just throw the number out.
Yeah, it's like 182. Yeah, I went and saw the game last week, and they lost that one too.
You went to the game?
I went to a game last week. It was last Tuesday after.
Why do we hear about this? When did you break quarantine? You came here?
I'm vaccinated now.
With your Anaheim flu?
Yeah, the Anna flu. Yeah, that's why.
What? I didn't know you went to a game.
Should I have disclosed all my locations before?
I saw it Grant on to a game.
I saw it on
Instagram.
No, Grant
did not go. Yeah.
Who'd you go with, Grant? Or
Didn't we talk about this on Saturday?
Yeah.
I could have swore we talked.
Brian asked me the same questions here.
Did he really?
A whole lot.
I don't think he told me.
We absolutely did. You asked me who I went with, Brian.
How old is he?
My friend? He's 29, maybe 30. Yeah. You're like, oh, that guy. Yes, I know
maybe,
exactly
maybe
who you're talking
we,
about.
I don't think we talked about that. The point is they lost,
and I've never been more miserable as an Angels fan right now. Having all these good players and the team just sucking. It's just lovely.
Trout, obviously.
Yeah, Trout's lovely. Otani's changing the game, and we're terrible. That's what it is.
Yeah, but you got to go there. You got to go to the field. You got to smell it. You got to hear.
I didn't go on the field. But,
You got to smell the field, though.
Yeah, I was very high up. I don't think I smelled
drunk
it.
White people all around.
Nosebleeds. You
know, very nice. Nosebleeds. Very nice. Yeah.
How much are tickets now? $20?
No, they're fucking, they jacked them up because they're not selling as much.
Oh.
Because they can't sell as much.
Yeah, but you got to support the people.
You got to support the billionaire owner, Artie Moreno, who refuses to spend money on pitching. What are you doing, Artie?
I meant more so like...
You support Trout's $100 million contract.
I meant more so like the...
$300 million contract.
$400 million? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so support that.
I meant support, you know, like the people like... giving you beer and peanuts and hot dogs and stuff. You know, they have jobs now, which is great.
They're not there.
What?
No.
what do you mean?
I'm talking about the guys who are like, water, soda.
Oh,
like
okay.
The stands, they're not there. You can get food at like a stand.
Okay, but people are still working like the snack shack.
You get a plastic
There's no
wrap.
Employees at all. They just let you walk in and on.
Yeah, you just grab whatever you want. You put in a QR code and you pick up your beer off of a thing.
Yeah, I walked in there. I paid $12 for a Coors Light and it was great.
Dude, we should go to a Ducks game. I know hockey's not. It's not on right now. No, they're in
it's
playoffs.
Over. They're in the playoffs. The Ducks are not in the playoffs. Yeah.
My brother's
been in a while, right? 20 years.
Yeah.
No, they usually do pretty good. They're usually in the playoffs. I think, right?
I don't know. I have no. I don't.
I think they
hockey.
Are. My brother's a Penguins fan, and they're in the playoffs. Right.
How did he grow up in Pittsburgh?
No, I have no idea how he'd be.
Brian, why don't you want to grill his brother about this? Huh?
Well, I don't.
I was going to ask if they're from L.A.
The Penguins?
Yeah.
No, I think
Los Angeles Penguins.
I think
when he
was younger, he just got attached to Crosby, who's like the best player in the hockey.
Stills and Nash?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
That's such an old reference.
I don't know.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash? Isn't that like an old band?
Let me Google this. Crosby, Stills... Oh, Stills and Nash. They're
Stills
a super group.
Yeah.
By the way,
Brian.
That's such an old reference.
Formed in 1968.
Jesus Christ.
Brian expected us to get that reference. Okay.
What is it in reference to?
It's an old band.
David Crosby and Stephen Stills.
Okay.
And singer-songwriter Graham Nash. I should have known.
Obviously. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Talk about old. Yesterday, Christian was out on the town, and he's like, it's 4 o'clock. It's late out. Is that late to you, Cody?
4 o'clock?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And that's the second half of my day. Like,
as stated,
go, boys.
And then
halftime.
As I followed up with that, and even you were like, oh, yeah, okay. So, calling you out on your bullshit, Brian.
You were very understanding when he brought it up.
He stated
Brian,
that he had to make sure Amber got home to do all their laundry.
Okay. I said we were going back because Amber had to do laundry.
I did my
Not
laundry.
Not to complain, because I know Cody has a lot of laundry he has to do as well.
I did my laundry yesterday. Got it done before 10 a.m. It was fucking beautiful. Ooh. I got it.
Oh, because the shared drives? The shared,
I did it like first thing in the morning. I walked in there and it was just quiet. It was like opening up a store.
How many do you have? Like how many are there washer dryers?
I think there's like 10.
Oh,
10
shit.
Washers, 10 dryers, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's a lot of buildings at my apartment complex. There's a lot.
Wow. Like, do people get pissed off if you... Do you ever use more than one?
It's... Oh, yeah. Come on. I do like five loads over here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But it gets intense, man, sometimes on Sundays and Saturdays, man.
Dude.
People leave their shit in there longer than it's supposed to be in there. They will take that shit out and throw it. It gets intense.
Dude, when I fucking lived in Pasadena, we only had 2 washers and 2 dryers. And I can't tell you how many times... Someone left their clothes in there, and like I would leave, come back in 10 minutes, it'd still be there. Leave, come back in 10 minutes, and then I just burst out, "Your clothes are done!" and just yell it out and wait for them to come out.
They're like, "We really don't like that guy."
Yeah,
it's kind of mean.
Just take
it's
them
just out. Just take out your clothes, put a timer on your phone,
yeah,
or on a clock, microwave, something.
Yeah. Cody, have you ever had to make small talk in the laundry room?
Yes. Ooh. It's usually about like people leaving their clothes in there. And I'm like, okay, what do we talk about after this?
It's like, all right, I thought the conversation would be over by 5 minutes.
Like, this guy, I've been here all day. This load's been in this dryer all day. I'm like, yeah, people, man, they got to put timers on their phones.
Just next time, just be like, what detergent do you use, by the way? I use this. What kind do you use?
That's too, I don't know. Too specific? That doesn't sound weird to you? I feel like if I say that, like, hey, what detergent do you use?
Well, do
like,
you?
What?
Do you wear like the Angels hat? Do they try to make small talk with the hat or
no?
Like, oh, you a Star Wars fan? I see your shirt.
No, they don't.
It's like, Jedi? Rolex, huh?
It's give mostly me it. Just complaining about other people. That's all it is. Yeah, we share that bond, but
Just act like you just moved in. If you're like, hey, I just moved in. How you guys like it here? And just like get all that information, and then they'll be like, sir, you asked us that last week.
Yeah,
we've met you multiple times.
Just trying to think of some sort of like topic to keep a conversation going. That's my go-to. I just moved here.
Just be like Biden, and just see what happens, because you never know.
Yeah, it's a nice little coin flip and see what side they fall on that. But
you part of the queue? Huh? You part of the queue?
Have you gone to the pool yet? Have you visited
my pool,
your
here?
Pool?
No, I haven't.
It's a nice looking pool.
Haven't really.
Yeah, you know, you're afraid of the small talk. That's what's keeping you from your pool.
No, it's just there was a pandemic, and we're like, do we take our kid to a shared pool right now with people?
It's so open. It's open.
It's open now. But
yeah. Pandemic's over. Yeah. You went to an Angel game.
It wasn't the first list. Angel game was number one on my priorities. No, before that was bowling. And then go to an Angel game. Got to get my life back on track. Then maybe I'll try a pool. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
When you just throw Grant in and you're like, sink or swim, motherfucker.
Then just walk off. I'm doing laundry.
That's how I fucking learned. They just threw me in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I had my buddy.
Yeah, that's how they did me.
Then my buddy, they took their kid to like swimming lessons, and he's not even a year yet. So not like swimming lessons, but you know, the dad's in the pool with the kid, and like, they're just like, you know, going around just being in the water. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, this is water. Okay.
Yeah.
Just introducing the concept of water
to them. Just familiarizing them with it, basically.
Go fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah,
you've never been in a bath.
Go do your thing. Crazy. Well, I don't know. It's
friends
people,
never bathe
them. It's a thing that people do. They take their kids like super young, I guess. And I was like, I don't.
Sounds like good parents.
I don't know. I don't remember doing that. My uncle Freddie literally threw me into the fucking pool, and they just said good luck, and my mom laughed.
Then your mom pantsed you right before he threw you in.
Hit me in the
dad
nuts.
Dad punched you in the dick. Yeah. The whole fucking thing.
Chase was there, No, Chase like Chase dove there. In. He dove in while you were down there.
While you're down there struggling, he's just like, boom.
Yeah.
Like Batman in Suicide Squad, except instead of punching someone in the face, he's punching you in the dick right there. That's what's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you do
exactly
it.
Exactly, because it's true. That's exactly how that went down.
Sounds like a rough childhood you had back then.
Yeah.
Like in the 90s.
Getting thrown in pools, getting your dick punched anyway.
Yeah.
Saturday was fun, guys.
Saturday was fun.
Said, we did the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
We played some Mario Kart after. We didn't record it, but we should have because we witnessed magic.
I think I thought about it, but I want to capture the actual footage of the game so that way we're not. Because I remember we did something at Frank's where we played Mario Party and I just shot it with the camera. I don't want it to look like shit. I want it to look good. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't know you guys were terrible at Mario Kart.
Hey, I got a top 3, top 5 finish when it was all said and done.
Oh, you got a top 5?
I didn't know you guys were so fucking competitive. I was like having a blast.
Mario Kart.
I was getting like 7th place every time, and I was having a blast.
That's what I want to bring up. Christian got 7th place
multiple times
every single race, which is, I think, harder to do than getting first every time.
Yes, that is.
It's incredible.
Yeah. No, because I never played Mario Kart when I was younger. I never played it.
I think 64,
maybe like a handful of times, but like that in Super Smash Brothers, I never played those games like crazy. I played Mario Party when I was younger, but that was like about it. Yeah.
Now I just feel bad for telling you how much you suck.
Yeah. No, I don't care. Because it was
he assumed you had years of practice and you still suck, which would have made it okay.
Yeah, that was a little surprising. Brian was like, wow, you guys really suck. I was like, I don't have this game. I don't play it on the regular.
What was the button where we're like, you said like how to do something. Grishin's like, what? It wasn't gas. It was break maybe?
No, it was. So when you go off jumps in Mario Kart, if you hit the right trigger,
you do a
trick and you get a boost.
Yeah. No, but Grishin's. No, I didn't
We're like 6 races in at this point.
I didn't even ask for it. I didn't even ask for it. I think I just said, like, oh, how do you do tricks? Or maybe that's what it was. And it was like, if you hit the lip off of the jumps, then with this button, then you get a little bit of a boost. And I was just like, wait, what?
It's like that information would have been great, yeah. You know, six races ago.
Do you think if he knew that he would go from seventh to third?
He might have
third?
Gotten sixth.
No maybe. Way.
He might have, no, he can, almost yeah. got sixth. Remember the time he almost got sixth?
Oh, and then like fucking last minute, someone came in. It wasn't even any of us.
With an item or anything. Someone just passed you.
That couldn't have been more perfect.
It wasn't even any one of us like physical human players. It was the bottom. Yeah. It just fucking.
Cody was like, "Hey, look, you were like 3 feet from the finish line." Cody's like, hey, look, you didn't get seventh. And then Luigi just like, nope, psych, you got seventh.
Comedy. That's why I wish we would have recorded that.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Next time. Beautiful stuff. Yeah. Next time.
Be proud of your accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. No, this is fun.
Practice
fun.
A little more, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not good at the Smash Brothers. I'm good at Mario Kart.
You can tell me like all the tips and tricks and all the secrets to win at Super Smash Bros. And I'll still suck.
Yeah,
that one's just hard. Terrible.
I can't do that.
Just terrible at the game.
Me and Christian are clearly big fans of that game, and you know, we're just not very good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had it in the office at Collider, and they played it a lot there. Oh,
I was
there.
So bored after two rounds. I was like, I don't
get
play
it.
This because
people
I suck.
Love that.
It's
yeah.
Not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it. The only time I ever really played it was in high school. We had a GameCube in our baseball locker room, and like before and after practice, we would play a little bit and it'd be a little fun, but. That's like the most that I think I ever played on like a tiny little fucking TV too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my buddies would do. They would like carry a Nintendo 64 around to play.
Oh shit.
Smash Brothers or GameCube, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a thing. And I was like, this is the most boring game I've ever played.
I don't think it's boring.
You were that much of a dig at like age 12? You were just like, this fucking sucks.
No, these guys are in their 20s already.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
You're that much of a dick at age 20? Like, you weren't even hard in life or anything at that point?
Yeah. Picture all of Brian's first. He's like, really? That was it?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Have you been like, genuinely that's how you surprised swim? By anything in life? You know,
I just float. I don't even have to swim. Yeah. I'm just in the pool.
Brian got thrown into the pool, and he was just like, oh, fuck, this is it?
Mm. You just float. Right. Yeah. Mm. Oh, whatever. This is water, huh?
This is water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Good times. Good times. Speaking of good times, boys. You guys see that Eternals trailer? Holy shit.
No.
I watched it once on my phone in the background.
Oh, you did?
I put it down because I had to stop Grant from doing something. I'm trying to remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I kept thinking of a trailer reaction we could have done for it, but nothing really popped. Like,
while defying death? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Eternals? Like, I don't know. Cody watches the Eternals trailer in space. Like, that's all I could think of.
Yeah.
You're just standing there? Yeah. Why are they all just standing there?
They do stand a lot. They do stand a lot in that trailer. Yeah.
In like just formation.
Yeah.
Their pose. Yeah.
Like, are you guys a superhero group? Because you're just like all standing there.
I get it. It's still a teaser trailer, too. So it's like, you know.
It's probably going to be good, guys.
It's Chloe Zhao.
Who knows anything about Eternals?
What is Eternals?
I don't fucking
Someone
know.
Explain to us. By the way, I'm seeing your super chats and Streamlabs come in. Thank you so much. We will read those at the very end of the show. So if you do want to send in something via Streamlab or super chat, feel free to. We'll answer all those at the end of the show. And thank you so much for doing that. Also, hit that like button, by the way. That helps us out as well. Yeah. Continue. What is Eternals? What is it?
I don't know.
They live eternally.
Idea. Yeah. Apparently, they've been on Earth.
This is part of the cinematic universe?
Yeah, of Marvel.
You know.
Of Marvel cinematic universe. This is after Thanos.
I think it's before Thanos. It seems like it's before and after.
Okay. Yeah. Is this the movie that Kumail Nanjiani...
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
He got ripped for.
Mm-hmm. He got ripped for this one. Oh, I thought he was like his own. I guess
it wasn't for Stuber.
No,
it wasn't Stuber.
Yeah,
it wasn't to provide the voice in Men in Black 4.
It wasn't.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't. I didn't like that movie that much. It wasn't that great.
I didn't watch it, but I watched the first Men in Black. It's fucking great.
Amazing. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. I'm on like a '90s, 2000s nostalgic kick right now. Love it.
Yeah, I watched Collateral again last night.
2004.
Yeah, man, it's on Amazon now, guys.
Shit!
Why are we not doing commentary yet?
I know. I was going to send you a picture last night.
I might watch that.
Look at this shit. It's only the best movie ever made.
I don't know if Amber's actually ever seen it or not. She likes Tom Cruise and she likes Mark Ruffalo. So
they're playing Top Gun, the original at the. AMC.
You told me this,
Christian.
I thought we talked about this. Yeah,
we did. I want to go tomorrow. I want to go. You want
to
go?
To see it in theaters?
Yeah. Fuck, you guys have never seen it, right? You guys have never seen it?
Again, I've told you. I've seen it many times.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought you've never seen it.
Why didn't you listen to anything that anyone said?
I think we had the same exact conversation, not just on Wanger's last week, but I think we had this conversation on Saturday, too. I swear to God.
Did you go to an Angel game?
You also brought this up about the Angel game thing, too, right after that. Yeah.
No,
but, okay, but to be
you
fair,
don't have to go. I you haven't seen it on the big screen. That's what I meant. You haven't seen it on the big screen.
No, I have not. Yeah. I'm excited for the new one. I am so maybe I'll go. Check.
I want to see the original.
I know A Quiet Place is coming out. I think this weekend. I'm going to go try to check
quiet
that out.
Snooze.
You're against The Quiet Place now?
Oh, did you see the first one?
I didn't like the first one it came out.
Of course you didn't. Oh, come on,
man. Oh, what?
You're bored.
How are you fucking bored? Bored. You as a sound guy, how do you not like find the movie entertaining?
Because I care about characters.
It's got great character.
The dumbest character.
You can't hear character.
You liked Bird Box, okay. but you didn't like A Quiet Place?
Bird Box is pretty fun.
I like Bird Box. I like Bird Box, too.
No,
I like Bird Box. That's right. Christian was the one that didn't
I didn't care for it, no.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
I only compare those two because they're like similar-ish concept-wise.
Quiet Place, they just kept doing dumb things. And I'm like, obviously you guys are going to get killed. You're making noise.
It's not dumb things when they just accidentally knock something over. It's just an accident.
Okay.
You were just not accidentally dumb.
Plays with toys. They leave the kid alone.
He's
they
a put child.
They put the toy down by the batteries, and they expect the kid not to play with it and make noise.
Yeah.
Brian, you can't get kids to not do anything.
You can't do that.
I'm learning this. Yeah. As
don't
a
you
parent,
hide, no, you
you're
hide,
fucking
you hide,
wrong, bro.
Yeah,
but you hide the toys. You have to hide.
I thought they did
shit,
hide the
don't
toy.
You?
Okay, well, they have some other issues right now concerning the monsters outside. Okay, they got a lot of thoughts on their mind.
Yeah,
semantics.
Oh, they got to walk in the sand for 20 minutes. Yeah, that was boring.
I hate walking in the sand.
Okay, well, sucks. I can't wait to see it. I think it looks. It's John Krasinski both writing and directing. So hey, that's
I'm sure he is.
Oh, that's great.
You got something against John Krasinski? What's your problem, Brian?
I'm just holding out for Bird Box 2.
That one you'll be first in line for at your home.
Yeah, Netflix movie.
Yeah.
I do wish they called A Quiet Place 2 just A Quiet Place. You know what I mean? It's just something stupid like that. Like,
but why would that be 2?
What's going to be the
but
first?
Two, the fingers are 2?
Yeah.
Oh, like, doesn't well, that mean quiet?
When's going to be the first movie that uses an emoji in their title? You know what I mean? So it's like.
An emoji movie.
No, okay. Oh.
Come on. What am I doing, guys?
No, but like real, like a, like it'd be like A Quiet Place, and then it'd be like the emoji, you know what I mean? Like the stupid yellow face just in the title.
I just like Kingsport Gal comment. Brian, it's a goddamn movie. You're supposed to, things are supposed to happen so you can move the plot forward.
No.
Okay.
No, they're not. You watch I Care a Lot, and you're like, this. Is dumb.
Oh, I still need to watch that.
We're not talking about that one. But, no.
But like, okay, if it's just a movie, you have to accept the dumb things that happen in that movie.
Okay, but the stuff you're talking about in Quiet Place wasn't dumb, okay? It was just parts of the plot.
She tripped over a nail in the stairs, and she's like, I'll get to it.
After she stepped on it? Well,
No,
I thought you meant
the first time. The first time, she like pulled a nail off of the stairs.
Yeah, but she gets distracted by something after that, right?
Can we tell you Adam's review of that
movie? You mentioned Adam. You're like, they're not built that way.
Yeah, he's like, it's a quiet place. I'm like, Adam, what'd you think? He's like, stairs aren't built that way.
With just nails sticking up.
That's
and then,
funny.
Like, I was laughing about that all day. So I edited like the poster with all the critic quotes, and then I put Adam on the bottom. Said,
the stairs aren't built that way.
They're not built the nail coming up like that. I'm like,
oh,
right.
That's funny.
You that's got me there. Good.
Well,
yeah. Enjoy your movies.
I watched Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
That's ooh, right. Fucking movies.
Mm. Isn't that like mid-2000s? Is that mid-2000s? Late
2000s? 2008, I believe.
2008?
Oh, it's before 2010. Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, I like that movie. Yeah, I like Justin Long in that movie. He's pretty
fun. I like the first. That's what I just called you. Oh, you make fucking movies? Yes, fucking movies.
I just love when he's yelling at is Brandon Routh, right? That's in that part.
Yeah,
like his boyfriend.
Superman.
Yeah, where he's just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry," and he like starts yelling to the crowd, out to everybody.
But doesn't he say some shit like, "You're gonna get it tonight," or like he's like taunting him?
Yeah, it might be like inappropriate now that he's playing a gay guy and he's like being very extreme. I don't know, but. Yeah, I think it's,
and
I think it's
and Seth Rogen literally says, "Oh, they fight like real people."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, okay." That's a little much, but
like real people.
I just saw Justin Long in. I was watching the clip from Walk Hard, the Beatles.
Oh yeah,
I watched that over and over.
Yeah,
the Beatles.
Sitting here quietly whimpering, my guitar quietly whimpers. Quiet ones won't just shut the fuck up. Right.
We need Jack Black is like John Lennon.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Yeah. No, Jack Black's Paul. Paul Rudd is Lennon. Schwartzman, I believe. Jason Schwartzman, I think, is Ringo.
Oh, okay.
And then Justin Long is George Harrison. Yeah.
I need to see
that. But, like, they obviously don't look like them, so they have to remind you, like, obviously I'm Ringo. We are the Beatles. And I'm Ringo. Like,
John C. Reilly, what do you think, George Harrison of the Beatles?
Love that.
Such a funny. We got to watch that one.
That's a great one. I need to rewatch it. It's been a minute since I've seen that one.
It's so fucking
I just love the drugs bit.
So you don't want none of this shit.
Yeah. The other day, I almost tweeted randomly. I'm like, and you never once paid for drugs. I'm afraid no one would get it.
Never once.
Not once.
Oh, that's great. Well, speaking of SNL, SNL was pretty good this weekend. The finale. Ooh, the finale.
The whole thing?
A couple clips. I only saw.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
When it started, I think, because we started watching it at Brian's place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was right after we brought up the Angel game, and he was
yes.
Who no,
it, you had no
it
idea.
Not, it was not. Never mentioned that.
And they made it and seem like Top Gun. It made it seem like the big four were retiring, or at least a couple of them were, but they didn't.
Yeah, I was thinking because we mentioned this. A.E. Bryant has a show on Hulu. I don't know if it's gotten picked up or anything.
I don't know.
Kate McKinnon, she's been in movies and stuff. And Kenan Thompson has a show on NBC. I think it did get picked up for season 2, season 3.
Oh, nice.
And who's the fourth? Cecily Strong. She's been around for a while.
I think you said that already. I thought
you did.
Oh, no. You said Kate McKinnon. I'm sorry. I thought you said Cecily twice.
Very different names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Cecily was like absent for like the first couple episodes of the season, wasn't she?
She might have been filming something.
Yeah. So was A.D. Bryant too.
Yeah, she had her own show.
Yeah. Which got picked up by the season. I don't know if it did or not.
But yeah, we thought they were gonna go ahead.
You think Davidson's leaving too?
He mentioned something that it looked like he was going to leave.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, because he said, I don't know, did you guys see his, monologue on?
His joke about no one caring about SNL since the 90s was pretty funny. And he's like, oh, Lorne wrote that one.
That was Lorne's joke. Yeah. Or he ended that saying, like, my therapist says to be grateful for things or gratitude is great, whatever. So I'm grateful that I got to grow up in front of you guys here.
Yeah.
It sounded like kind of like a farewell thing, but he'll probably be around for a while.
Yeah. I would hate to if they would just be like, oh, yeah, they're like, because I like it like when Bill Hader, because it was Bill Hader and John Mulaney, like they left at the same time, didn't they?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if John Bill Hader, maybe it was a writer.
Yeah. Because I know Bill Hader and someone else left at the same time, and like they actually had like a farewell at the very end of their show.
They had a huge farewell for Kristen Wiig.
I remember that. Everyone like came on dance with her, right?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Like, yeah. I like the farewells as opposed to like who got fired?
Adam Sandler.
Well, I mean like recently.
Well, they always let like the featured players go without saying anything. And it's kind of sad. I know like some of the people that are going to leave and never see again. We're never going to see again from the featured players. But that shit happens.
Yeah.
True.
It's always, like looking back at old cast from like 10 years ago and seeing who the features were and like, oh man, they haven't really.
Michaela Watkins is great. She was in Search Party.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a fan. Yeah.
Big fan. Big fan of Search Party. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard good things, but I hear I might not like it. But maybe I'll check it out one day.
I really don't think you will.
I don't think you will.
Yeah. Because I legit don't think you will. And then, like, because now you have this resentment towards us for saying that, so I really don't think you're going to like it. But
yeah. Well, no, because like now I'm worried. You're like, oh, these guys don't think I'm going to like it, and then I'm going to like it just to spite you guys.
Now you're thinking too much.
Yeah, now he's not even enjoying it.
And like, there's too much thought going into this. There's no way he's going to like it.
But. Oh, speaking of enjoying something, Bo Burnham special I think comes out this week.
Oh fuck
yeah!
Is that enjoyment?
It should be. Absolutely. Hopefully. It looks like he has a beard and longer hair.
Yeah. He's got a beard.
I think so.
That's how you know he's serious. He's a serious actor now. He was in an Oscar-nominated movie.
Oh, yeah?
He's a very serious guy.
You got something against Bo Burnham now, Brian? Jesus Christ.
I don't think Brian doesn't like anyone that's slightly more successful than he is.
He got to be on the same
all these
level.
Guys are way more successful than him. I'm in Glendale in a duplex.
You hear that, John Krasinski? Okay.
John Krasinski,
in Glendale.
John Krasinski lives in Glendale.
Well,
no, I'm just
he owns the duplex you live in.
Yeah.
Damn it. That's who I write the checks
to.
You talk Krasinski?
You talk to him about your fireplace.
All right.
We'll get you a fireplace going on.
Yeah. These guys are.
Oh. Did you mute yourself?
We lost Brian. Oh, this is great. I like this part of the show.
I'm here with you guys.
Damn it. You cut out for a second.
Out for a solid 5 seconds, and I was like, I can't hear a word he's saying. This is.
Beautiful. Oh, no, I got that. Your connection is unstable.
Okay, well, you're back now.
I'm back.
Check out your internet.
Actually, it's a Video.
Okay. No, it's John Krasinski heard you talking shit about it. Yeah. So he shut down
that
the
guy runs Hollywood, apparently. Him and his wife, movie star wife.
Yeah. Well, speaking of movie star wife, did you guys see Army of the Dead? I don't know. That was a weird transition.
Movie star wife. Okay.
Army of the Dead. Movie? Yeah. I don't know.
I did watch it.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm just desperately trying to find a connection.
No, I yeah.
Is that with Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
No, she's not. It was a bad transition. It was just me to set it up.
Yeah, Batista is a movie star. He has a wife.
Producer Deborah Snyder. How about that?
Okay.
Debbie.
Okay. Christian, what do you think about Army of the Dead, buddy?
Cody, let me tell you what I think about Army of the Dead.
I just asked you that.
Yeah, it was okay. I liked it. It was enjoyable.
Yeah. I think it's batshit insane for good reasons and some pretty bad ones. But
I didn't think it was like that crazy.
There are some lines of dialogue.
Okay. In terms of lines of dialogue, yeah. Brian's doing full video right now. He's not.
No, I'm just.
Oh shit! Damn it! That was
you just
look dead. Brian just looked so dead. Like you look like one of those.
I'm reading the chat because I haven't seen this movie.
Okay. No, I don't think it was like crazy enough because, from all the marketing, they made it seem like it was going to be like pretty wacky and pretty crazy. And the movie's actually a lot more serious, which I kind of appreciated a little bit.
Yeah, the tone kind of goes back and forth, I felt like.
Yeah, it opens up pretty wacky. I mean, the opening credits is great. It's really, really, I mean, especially if you're a fan. This is one thing I will recommend. There is actually a making of on this movie on Netflix. And they show you how they did a lot of the stuff because they obviously didn't like film in Vegas, but... they do a lot of really creative stuff when it comes to just like filming stuff. Like they send out scouts to go film all different sections of Vegas just so that way they can get it exactly right. So when you're watching the movie, you're like, oh shit, that's right here. There was a couple of times in the movie I was like, oh shit, that's that where that escalator is. And like you can actually kind of point out like they were actually like really specific when it comes to the details like that.
Yes, that's the off ramp sign we get off on Tropicana off the 15 freeway right there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, no, I think the shift in tone is just like I don't know, go one way or the other, or like find a better mix because it gets fucking dark at times too.
Yeah, I do think when it gets crazy, like when the action kicks off, like it gets awesome. I thought the second half was actually really good. The first half, I was like, I don't know about this, but I think it turned around
again. Like I was very surprised. I was like, wow, we're an hour in, and we haven't even gotten to Vegas yet. Like,
yeah, you could have trimmed a lot out.
It takes a minute for them to get there.
Yeah, a couple subplots. I was like, you don't really need that.
I don't know. Is it like, you know, like now that, because I'm sure Netflix is like, here, take this money, do whatever you want, so you can, you know, have say how long his movies are and whatnot. It's like there's one character that was like that was gonna go on the mission and then didn't end up going and just left. And it was like, why did we have that? We didn't need that.
Yeah, that was kind of.
We didn't need that. I thought that person would come back at one point, but no, they just like
is that played for laughs?
Because I don't know, it wasn't really funny. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very strange.
Yeah.
But
I found it enough to enjoy it, I think.
Yeah. I think the cinematography is very interesting. Very
interesting. So crazy that he was his own DP.
He was his own DP, and I think if you watch the Snyder Cut, you got a little bit of a hint of what was to come, because the last part of like the stuff that they shot that was new, I'm pretty sure he did all that himself, too, because it looked like the same kind of style. Because it was the... It's whatever lens he's using in this like focal length where everything is blurry. Whatever's in it, like the focal line of like when they go from in focus to out of focus is like very, very short. And he never, it's like he never rack focus either. Like it just stays there the whole time. So it was very interesting. I
just remembered a part. I was because I watched it by myself. Marissa was in the other room, and she walked in and she just looked at me. She's like, "Are you okay?" And I like took notice of like what my face was doing. And I was just like just like, what the hell? And like I remember just I was like, "This is pretty silly. It's just a silly movie."
But I like it too because I love his Dawn of the Dead movie. I'm a big fan of that one. And there's even stuff that he repeats in this movie too, which I think is like not cheating, but it's just like. But I've seen that before, but it's okay.
Using a slow Richard Cheese cover of a song.
Oh, well, that was
Dawn of the Dead too.
That was cool. I'm a fan of it because I loved his cover of Disturbed. That's funny. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah. If you're a big fan of Zack Snyder, go watch it. If you're a fan of zombies, Dave Bautista's pretty good on it. Some good action in it.
Yeah.
I wish it was
daughter was really good in the movie too.
Oh yeah, she was great.
The girl played his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's her name? Again, a Snyder movie. The behind the scenes is like just as fascinating as the movie itself.
What they're saying in the chat, that Tig Notaro. That really happened?
So, yeah. So, Chris D'Elia was originally in the movie. I'm pretty sure shot the whole thing. Because Tig Notaro said she still, to this day, has never met Dave Bautista. And they have scenes with each other in the movie. If you didn't know that she... Because after the Chris D'Elia stuff happened, they took him out completely, replaced him with her. And if you didn't know that, it's pretty flawless. There's a couple of shots. There's like one or two wide shots where it's just like, oh, if you really look for it, you can tell. But for the most part, it's pretty freaking seamless. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. It's just crazy that, like, I think they literally just shot her on green screen for most of it and had to just fucking plop her into scenes. It's crazy.
Movie magic, guys. Movie
it's
magic
fucking insane.
Here. Yeah.
Well, yeah. She plays like a badass with like a cigar smoking.
Yeah, she plays like the helicopter pilot. Cody, without spoiling anything, did you pick up on anything about the zombies in particular?
They were dead. Yes.
Did anything stand out to you about the zombies?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well. Okay, at the very beginning, this isn't a spoiler because it's the beginning of the movie. They're driving from Area 51.
Oh, okay. I didn't really think about that the rest of the movie at all.
Okay, I'll talk to you afterward. There's like a literal, like at the very beginning, there's one shot where you see something. We're like, wait, what the fuck? And it never comes back. Okay. Never comes back. But yeah, I don't know. If y'all want to look into it, I didn't look into it too much, but I just saw it. I was like, am I fucking high right now? Am I crazy?
Is this what it's like?
Is this what it's like?
I've never been like
this.
Am
I a criminal now?
Oh, no, Dad.
No, I said that just so I can make sure Brian is actually here. Because I saw his face reaction after that. I'm just waiting for it. But yeah.
Too scared.
Army of the Dead. No senior film. I will not spoil it just in case anybody wants to watch it. I'm sure most people who wanted to watch it did. It's a long movie. It's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's a beast of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like zombies, if you like Vegas, and if you like Dave Bautista, go and check it out.
Only those three things.
Zombie tigers. If you like zombie tigers, that's pretty cool.
Right, zombie tigers.
There's a zombie tiger.
Yeah, yes. I did like in the making of. They called the advanced zombies the alphas. I like how there were like two different kinds. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a they play with I'm not making any sense right now, but like to change up these type of zombies to make them to where they're not generic zombie types. Like they change it up throughout the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That terrible explaining that, but I applauded how they approach the zombie aspect of it is what
he
I'm
did Dawn
to
of the Dead, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Zack Snyder. Great movie.
Brought up the first thing that I said.
We just said that.
What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have been talking this whole time.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You sure you didn't leave and play a loop of yourself?
I wish I did.
Okay. I'm sorry.
This is a sequel, Army of the Dead, Dawn of the
Dead. No, it's not. But he did try making this movie after Dawn of the Dead, way back in like 2004, 2005, whenever that first movie came out.
Day of the Dead.
No, that's the original. Connection. That's the original one that came out. The original. Mm. There has been a remake of that movie, but that movie sucks.
Okay. I really enjoyed Dawn of the Dead, the new. Remake
the new one from 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Well, not the 70s one. Okay. That one's okay.
Oh, that one's great. It's classic.
Okay. Day of the Zack Snyder.
No, definitely not. The DVD for that movie for Dawn of the Dead was fucking cool. They had a bunch of cool shit on there.
70s or 2000s?
The 2000s. You actually can't get the now I think they're doing it, but. For the longest time, you couldn't get the original Dawn of the Dead on Blu-ray, like, fucking anywhere, unless you got, like, a foreign copy for, like, $100 or some shit.
Mm, foreigners.
But now, I think they're coming. No, I don't think, I think it's a...
just find any excuse.
It's just a distribution issue. Yeah.
Been waiting
one
for
guy
that.
In the chat is like, yeah, that's right.
Been waiting for that moment. spite foreigners.
Just to blame other people. You're ready for that.
For racking up our DVD prices.
So, yeah. I saw some people at in the Discord, which if you want access to that, you can check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/wangers, saying for us to do a commentary on that one. I don't know if it's like that fun to do.
I think Brian would be bored within five.
I think he would be too.
Of Army of the Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would.
This is a boring movie?
No. I think you wouldn't like it because one, you don't like much of anything.
Mm-hmm. I just said I like Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah,
I just said
they're not the same though. Dawn of the Dead is completely different and better than this one.
I like Dawn of the Dead better. Much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot takes.
That it's might be my really. Favorite Snyder movie. I like Watchmen a lot.
Let's think.
I remember enjoying Watchmen in the theater.
Really?
I'd probably go watch.
I haven't seen it since.
I think the only one of his I haven't seen is the Owl movie.
Cahool.
Oh, great, bro.
One.
Did you watch Sucker Punch?
I did. I saw that in theaters.
I never saw it.
Is it good?
No. Well, I didn't. No. I didn't care for it. I think there's a fan base for it for sure.
There's like an underground. Like we love Sucker Punch.
Yeah. Well, Snyder has a pretty big fan base. Yeah.
Well, scary he's fan very base specific yeah. filmmaker. You either love him or you're like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was Watchmen. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I like Watchmen a lot. Watchmen's pretty good.
You guys weren't fans of the Man of Steel, right? That's what happened there.
No,
I liked it initially, and then I came back and
you guys.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But also don't love it.
Okay. We don't have to go any further.
It's I guess it's gotta like it. From Cold Stone. Is it a gotta like it? Is that a thing?
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it. You don't gotta have it. You might want it.
You think Cold Stone had like a movie program where they're like promoting movies? Like, do you like it? You love it? Or do you gotta have it?
I don't know.
Or you're just like, all right.
I'll start a YouTube channel called Cold Stone Reviewer. Cold Stone Reviewer.
There's like one person in the chat, I love Sucker Punch. The other one, I hate Sucker Punch.
It's like right back to back. Kat says she likes Sucker
most
Punch.
Of his movies, honestly.
That's how Zack Snyder movies are. You either love them or you fucking hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to think.
Very divisive. And that's a good energy to bring to the DC universe.
Yeah. Proved out very well.
Maybe as a fan, it's probably not from him. I think he just intended to make a good movie, you know?
I guess. Was he supposed to spearhead? Like, he was going to be the head of, like, the DC universe?
Right. It was called the Snyderverse, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's
really?
Yeah.
After bro Steel, as well. Like,
he planned
it? Yeah, it was part of the title. Yeah, Snyderverse, bro.
I didn't know that.
And then then all the shit happened and went their separate ways and all the rest is the thing that happened. Yeah.
So Man of Steel came out, did whatever, and then BVS came out and everyone kind of hated it.
Kind of.
It's a mixed bag.
Again, there's the fans.
There's the fans
Brian,
that are
look
like,
out for those.
We love it.
Careful
now. Yeah.
And the extended, all of his movies have extended cuts, right? Like, seems like it.
Except for Man of Steel. Man of Steel doesn't.
I'd imagine Army of the Dead won't because
it's a pretty long movie.
It's pretty long.
Movie, Zach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, to be fair, I haven't seen Sucker Punch since the first time I saw it in theaters. I like all the actors that are in it. I think they're all great. But it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Army of the Dead. Well, check it out.
Guess we won't watch Sucker Punch.
It's on.
You don't need to.
You don't need to. Yeah.
Watch Army of the Dead. Army of the Dead.
Brian, are you going to watch Army of the Dead?
No.
Okay.
After I told you not to, too. Yeah,
he said, I will find it boring, and I will not watch it. 2.5 hours? Come on.
And then around 20 minutes, Brian's going to do is, let's get a plot going here, guys.
Oh, the plot doesn't kick in?
It takes a while.
A lot of slow-mo?
The plot takes literally, like, the opening scene after the montage, you know the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's all just exposition like crazy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, because it's like a heist movie, so you got to gather the team. So they gather the team. And then...
Do they spell it out? Like, we got to get a team together.
Right, yeah, pretty much. They're like, we need a pilot.
Montage, yeah.
We need a pilot. We need someone to crack the safe.
Yeah.
We need a YouTube influencer.
It's like the one in MacGruber. It's what MacGruber like spoofs. You know, when he assembles his team of all of his buff wrestlers, and then the fucking van explodes.
Oh my god,
guys! Tug! Oh,
Gregory Lieber brings up 300.
Hey, Greg.
Says 300 fucks, laugh out loud, but could be nostalgia.
300 does fuck. That's a good movie.
I like 300, yeah. And there's not as much slow-mo in Army of the Dead as you would think.
Yeah. The little speed up, slow down thing that he did.
Yeah, I don't really do that in this one. If anything, the slow-mo worked probably the best in Army of the Dead. The few times that we're in there.
Yeah. Nice. That one sequence, I'll say the tiptoeing sequence, I'll call it. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's
quiet. I thought was the best part of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet
hands place. Down.
It was Quiet Place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, felt like Last of Us a little bit too, the way they did it. It was, interesting. Yeah.
Nice.
Thief.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Yeah, guys, Last of Us is going to start filming soon. It's happening, guys.
I can't believe they're still doing that. Oh, that's crazy. Oh,
so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Hopefully, it's going to be good.
I know the fan base is going to be very warm and receptive, right? Nothing bad's going to happen.
Speaking of a fan base, let's play that game. What's the worst fan base?
I'm scared.
Last of Us, DC, Star Wars. Who's the most heinous?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones are pretty bad too. Bad.
I think the DC universe people aren't they the worst?
It's really hard to tell because they're all.
Now, if you're a DC universe person, we're not talking about you.
No, of course not.
The people who are dicks. That's all we're
saying.
Yes, the kind of dick.
Kind of dicks. Yes. Again, you can be part of a fan base, but you don't have to be, you know, excessive to the point where you know you're.
You don't have to be Chrissy Teigen is what we're saying.
Oh, well, yeah. She's probably a DC fan.
She's a huge DC fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that story.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. It's pretty fucking wild because, you know, I don't know too much about her. Obviously, I know her hubby, but, like, and even still, like, I don't listen to this stuff or anything, but, like, I know of them. Like,
that's the thing. Like, osmosis. With her, it's like, what is she famous for? And she just became a thing, and it was like a Kardashian thing. And then she was like big on Instagram and Twitter.
But she was a model, right? Or she might still be a model. I don't know. Well,
she wrote a bunch of books and stuff. Like
she came out with cookbooks.
Pop out of nowhere.
She did. You know. She kind of did. Mm. Right. She was the co-host of the lip singing show. Like they tried to bring her in with that. I remember that was the
Jimmy Fallon thing.
No, they spun that off into an actual show on like Spike TV or something.
Oh, okay. No.
It was produced by who? Jay Krasinski. I swear to God.
Oh, no.
It was produced by him. Yeah.
Kat just said, what's wrong with Chrissy Teigen? Oh, no.
I didn't know until...
Just Google it. Kat, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You guys mentioned... Well, no, I saw Pete Davidson mentioned her. Like, oh, finally, we don't have to listen to Chrissy Teigen anymore. And I was like, what happened? Like, is he just like throwing her under the bus?
No, it's just, just old stuff kind of popping back up.
Apparently rough stuff. Cyberbullying. The alleged thing is.
Yeah. Some like direct messages to people saying some horrible things.
That's crazy. Bad. Yeah.
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 So.
Yeah. I mean, we're all dicks on the internet, right?
Yeah. Up next, introduce our guest, Chrissy Teigen. Come on in.
All right. You guys want to lip sing?
That's Brian's limited. Okay, anytime we do the impression thing, you got to hold on to that one. That's your Chrissy Teigen impression. Hey guys. Okay.
Victor Bracamontes brings up a great point. All of them except Godzilla fans, they fuck. I will say, hardcore Godzilla
there are
fans.
Dozens of you guys.
Dozens.
Hey, those dozens are mighty. There are plenty of like strictly Godzilla / kaiju. Monster movie YouTube channels that all they do is cover Godzilla stuff or monster stuff related and thriving.
Don't you run out of stuff to talk about eventually about Godzilla?
Yeah, there's a few movies. I guess they're still cranking out movies.
They're doing pretty successful. There's one guy that would just review all the movies and just monster movies in general. There's one guy that is pretty much dedicated his whole channel to like Jurassic Park / Jurassic World.
Oh,
and
I want to do the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom commentary again. I want to watch that movie.
I've been wanting to watch that one actually recently.
Fuck yeah, you do. Let's do.
I saw a clip the other day for work, and I'm like, I kind of want to watch this again.
Guys, I know we've talked about this. I don't remember doing the commentary for that.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, we did.
I'm sure we did this.
Positive.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, it's up there.
Is it in your spreadsheet?
Yeah, I think it's in my Google Doc. Let me see here. Hold on. I don't remember this.
Kat, did we do Fallen Kingdom commentary?
Hold on.
Who was there? Because I do not remember.
It was
RB3 there?
Shit, it's here.
I don't know who was with us, actually.
Where did we do it? All right, our first commentary we did was where?
Hold on. I was trying to, like, I clicked on this thing thinking, like, all right, so the description will tell me what was on
it. Is it one of your stupid jokes?
And then I forget, like, for a year, I just did stupid fucking descriptions that had nothing to do with the movie at all.
Of course. That's great.
It's about, like, pooping.
Archival stuff, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's nothing more information.
Yeah, Victor Bracamontes brings up Up From the Depths is a cool kaiju channel. That's one that I've seen before. He's pretty cool. He's got some pretty cool videos.
Up From the Depths?
Up From the Depths, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just covers kaiju movies. Sometimes he'll, I think he sometimes play like the old Godzilla video games and just talk over them and stuff.
Wait, you're listening to the commentary now?
Yeah, I had to figure out who was on it.
on Patreon? How are you finding it?
How everyone else plays it.
I clicked on my
Google Doc that I made for everybody. I just clicked on the name and then you redirected me to the Patreon.
Check out on Patreon, patreon.com.
Anyway, all three of us are on it at least. I just heard all of us.
Swangers. Kat says she thinks it's RB3 too.
He was for World, right? Oh, so I wasn't there. Kat says Cody Christian and RB3.
You had to have been there because that's the one you wanted to do.
That's the movie I love.
It's the only one that you wanted to do, even more than the original movie.
Yeah, Jurassic Park's kind of boring.
Oh, you stop it. You stop it.
Jurassic World, I'd be interested to see again. I haven't seen it in a while. But Fallen Kingdom is so dumb that I love it. I love every moment of it. They run from lava, get in a ball.
I still like a lot of the first half of the movie. It's this the weird haunted house movie / auction movie that just...
Hell
is
yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's like
it's nuts.
The dinosaur is like sneaking into the kid's room and like knows how to like,
and then just like, ooh,
well, like, knows how to be like a boogeyman.
Well, yeah, that's the funniest part is that like, cause they say it's like super smart. So it's being smart and sneaky and like doing all these things. But then when it's like fucking climbing up the stairs, it's all like fucking all over the place.
It has nails. It doesn't have human grip on the,
yeah, but its
feet,
nails aren't
skin.
Like, it's not like they walking
open,
on stilettos.
They opened up the door, you know?
Yeah.
He's still funny. Like a dog. Like he can't like grip when the dogs go through. Like
it's got a palm.
Do they have grip on that?
Why,
what do dinosaurs'
sure.
hands look like? I need to go back
How
to the
many
moment.
Commentaries have we done that I don't remember? I'm scared for my brain right now, guys. Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, Space Wolf wants to do Rush Hour 2 commentary. Fuck yeah.
Oh,
we'll do that.
Cody,
it's the fifth week in a row we brought up Rush Hour on this program.
I'm watching
that.
all the hits of the 90s and 2000s. We watched Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. Couple
oh,
days
wow.
ago,
okay.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. All right,
never seen.
Has
that.
Ever heard of it?
I've not seen that one. Can't say.
Ah, who's in the chat? What do they claim they invented? First one doesn't get anything, but like,
yeah,
it's cool.
There's no reward for knowing the answer to this question.
I don't think people might get that. Like, it's very common. Do you guys know what they claim they invented?
No,
that's like a big thing.
I've never seen this movie.
I don't know. No, never seen it.
It's before your time. Before your time.
What did they invent, Grandpa? Tell us.
No, Crosby, Stills, and Nash is what they invented.
Yeah. Back in 1968.
The soundtrack for Romeo and Michelle's great. Loved it.
Okay.
Better than American Pie 2?
Oh, the soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's a good one. Does that start with Every Time I Look Around You? Mm-hmm.
And then it closes with Sum 41 In Too Deep.
Because I'm in too deep. Hey, who was in that car? Stifler's mom. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two people in the chat got it. Post-it notes.
Wow.
See?
Captain Kimby.
Where are my Romy heads at? My Romy and Michelle heads.
What movie is this called?
You never heard of Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion?
I don't think so.
Lisa Kudrow? Mira Sorvino? Classic.
97.
Oh, and your boy's in it, Christian. Your boy as a young man.
Oh, Justin Thoreau. He plays cowboy.
Oh, wow. You're right. Yeah.
He's a young lad. He plays a stuttering cowboy.
Okay, maybe don't make.
Yeah, it's probably a little offensive if you did that.
29 million at the box office. This
was a huge hit worldwide,
which is bigger than Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny. So
they made double that. Double 13 million.
Whoa!
You got me.
Oh fuck! I got excited. It says edited by David Finfer. I thought it sent David Fincher.
Okay, no, that's Fincher taking a job and like not wanting that on his resume.
Holy shit, this guy's...
Call me Finfer.
This guy's gotten work. Oh, wow, good for him.
Finfer like, done? Let's look at Finfer.
He did Waiting and Still Waiting.
Oh, look at that.
Santa Claus 3.
Your Finfer.
Yeah, The Runner from 90s. Simon Birch,
Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's
David
a sad fucking
Finfer
movie.
David Finfer is 78 years old.
Holy Whoa. Shit.
He probably edited Romy and Michelle when he was in his, what, 40s? I guess that's not.
Please do the math.
Yeah. He edited that.
I'm trying to think if it was 30 years ago. It was 20.
24 yeah. years ago.
All right. So wow. he's in his 50s.
He was right? 54 when he edited that classic for you.
On
he
film,
he looks like
too.
He retired after doing A Cinderella Story 2, If the Shoe Fits, I think is what
Ooh.
He...
Hey, Kat knows the thing. I stutter when you ask me what I'm thinking about. That's what yeah. Justin Theroux does. So I'm just quoting that. I'm not like, don't cancel me.
It's just
I did a stutter.
It's just like when I
you're just quoting a great film.
Yeah,
I'm just quoting the classic. Romy
when Chappell. When I'm quoting Chris Tucker in Rush Hour, I'm quoting
Lee.
I'm quoting the movie. I'm not.
So can yeah. we quote buttercream? Let's go into the pen.
Again, it's quoting the movie.
Buttercream. Let's put a dead animal in you.
I just want to know which impression's better, Christian's Chris Tucker impression or Brian's Chrissy Teigen impression. Which one's better out of those two?
What's yeah. my impression? You guys want a lip sync?
Hey guys, you want a lip sync? Lee, they're both really good.
I don't yeah. want to. I would see. I don't want to do any Chris Tucker impressions outside of that because that could get dangerous.
Yeah.
Unless I'm doing Fifth Element. Because
oh yeah, when oh my God.
Cobble my man. When he fucking
he really went for it in that movie. Huh?
Oh, he goes. Oh, I love him. When he screams under the table. Yeah. Can we just pull that scene up? You don't have to like show it. Like I just want it. I just want to. Oh no, I can probably do it. But I just want to hear him scream. Hold on.
You ever seen The Fifth Element, Brian?
I have not. That's one that I have not seen. Yeah,
it's a pretty goofy movie.
Oh shit, Busan directed that one, huh?
Is he bad?
Yeah, he's got some stuff too. Oh boy.
I don't know if you guys know about Chris Tucker too, but he's got some stuff.
Oh
no, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Let's play this clip.
Before. yeah. Cue up the clip.
Okay. Christian, get the clip queued right, up here.
Let me see. Okay, hold on. I just got to find it real quick. This is literally just a scene where there's like a bunch of explosions, and Bruce Willis is in it, Brian.
He's like hiding behind shit, right?
They're hiding under... Both hiding under a table as all these explosions are going off. Almost got it. And then...
Okay, you can get there, buddy.
And then this might get demonetized by this, but I don't care. All right, here we go. And then this happens.
Wait, here we go.
Wait for it.
Yep. Now.
Wait.
That's him screaming.
Okay. That'd be a good soundbite for this show.
It's a great one.
That'd be a good one.
I'll send it. I'll send the link.
Just the explosion, the scream and the explosion in the back.
If you can isolate that somehow, please do so.
No, it works with the explosion. You need the explosion in there with it. But, yeah.
Oh, he did send it in the Zoom chat.
Feel free to. You don't have to do that now. Just feel free whenever.
Right. Yeah, open up Audition right now. Get that
great
going.
Stuff. But, great stuff. Yeah. What else do you guys do anything?
The soundtrack for Rush Hour 2 is great also.
Also had Sum 41 in Too Deep close it out.
They close it out
with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan toasting each other with their beers.
What song did they do the dance to down the street in the first movie?
God damn, we're bringing up the first Rush Hour now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's war.
I don't.
Whoa, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not you all, it's y'all.
Okay. You all. Okay. Fucking that's such a great sequence.
Yeah.
Whoever directed that, fucking
I'll stop it. No. Stop it. Right.
I bet he has nothing going on in his personal life.
Oh man.
Oh, that's good. It's good.
Back when the movies were fun. There's not some hidden meaning. Try to take on the political oppression. All that shit. Just fun times at the movies.
There's no critics watching that saying, this is capitalism at its finest.
No. There's no one being I care not. A lot. It's capitalism at its finest. And that's what makes it a great movie, even though it sucks.
I don't know.
What else? You guys do anything, watch anything else this past weekend? Anything else? Anything fun?
I just watched the Lakers lose.
Oh, there's a game tomorrow. You want a live commentary?
Game two or game three?
We talked about this. I want to do a legit play-by-play of a game, but... Like, not just, like, us doing a commentary, but, like, one person's actually doing the play-by-play. Someone's doing, like, color commentary. We got someone acting like they're on the side. Kind of like what we did a little bit with the video game stream, but, like, with an actual game, you know, the three of us. But I don't know had to do that live for everybody where everyone would be in sync.
I mean, some people just listen to our commentaries without even watching the movie.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, we can just
use it as like a podcast.
Yeah.
What if we mic'd you up while we take you to a baseball game and you just get belligerent drunk?
That'd be fun. That could be a lot of fun.
You know what I mean? And you just let loose and then
record it at a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good.
And then we'll just cut out all the stuff that, you know, we don't want to be aired.
Angels v. Dodgers. Just Cody just being like, are you happy now, Pujols? Now do you love me?
They already played,
is this
though, right?
Better than mine. Tell me. Tell me if it's better.
They already played though, right? So they can play for each other for a while.
They play each other one more time, but I think it's at Dodger Stadium. I don't think it's at Angel Stadium.
See, I can hold a conversation when it comes to baseball a little bit. I could probably I don't want to make
enough. About, they Fernando played already Tatis. Before, right? Yeah.
Hmm? What do you think about Fernando Tatis Jr.?
That's not a real player.
He's one of the best players in the game. Cover athlete of MLB The Show 21.
I can't tell you. New players. I can't tell you that. But
okay.
I was gonna
Mike Piazza and
Mike Piazza,
of course, yes.
Ivan Rodriguez, Ken Griffey Jr., Mark McGwire,
obviously. Randy Johnson,
John Gary Sheffield,
Sheffield had a great batting.
Barry Bonds,
Adam Kennedy.
Adam Kennedy, what a deep hole! Yeah. Eagles legend, Adam.
There you
Kennedy.
Go.
Whoa.
Runs in the ALC,
I was gonna make. I was gonna say. I can probably name all the baseball teams, but I probably can't.
Do it. We can do this. Here we go. Name all the baseball teams, Christian. Here
okay,
we go.
There are 32.
30? You can
I
name
think there's
all
just 30.
Just 30? Okay,
let's
hold on.
Here. You got this, buddy.
I'm just going to mark a tally. So, okay. All right.
Oh, Cody's got.
Angels. Dodger. I'm sorry. Do you want me to say city or just the mascot?
Preferably both, if you could.
Fuck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles Dodgers. Stupid yep. Los Angeles of Anaheim of Angels, which
unnecessary but true.
Yeah, it's really stupid. Tampa Bay Rays. Are they still the Rays?
That was the third option you went there. Yeah.
Okay.
The Devil Rays anymore?
No, just the Rays.
I think it's just the Rays.
We don't like the word devil in our.
Florida Marlins. Are they not the Marlins anymore?
They're not Florida.
Ooh, scandal.
They are, but it's not in the name.
Miami.
They're the Miami Marlins.
Really? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we go Houston Astros. I'm going all over the place. really am. Oakland A's.
Yes.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
Washington Nationals.
Ooh, newer team you got. Nice.
Yeah, because I was thinking the Expos, but they're not the Expos anymore.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay. Come on. You can do this. Texas Rangers.
Yes.
Are you looking it up?
I'm not. No, I'm sorry. Texas Rangers. Come on. Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep.
Toronto Blue Jays. Are they still around?
Yep. Okay. You got it, buddy.
Getting up for this shit. how many do I have? Am I close?
I can't really keep track here. I'm just kind of going up and down alphabetical order.
Okay.
You were counting.
I thought I was gonna. How many did I get so far?
I don't know.
Shit.
1, 2, 3, 4. You might be halfway there.
No, there's no way. I didn't get 15 already. Okay. Then let's go with. I'm going to hide the chat too because I'm going to be tempted to.
Who's
look
in Arizona?
Arizona. Thank you. Diamondbacks.
Atlanta.
Atlanta Braves. This is
where
a lot
are the
easier.
Orioles from.
Baltimore.
Yes.
What about
seconds.
The?
Where, Philadelphia.
Where do the Phillies play?
Phillies, yes.
Have you named the New York teams?
Oh, New York Mets, New York Jets, Boston,
Jets?
The Red
Did
Sox.
He, say Jets?
He said the Jets, I think.
Did I say Jets? The Mets.
Yeah, the Mets, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
New York Yankees, sorry.
Where are the Brewers?
Milwaukee.
You got this, buddy. You got
okay.
this. Keep going. What else you got here?
Okay, so I'm skipping around. Where am I going? Nevada. There's no Nevada team. There's no Idaho team.
No.
There's not. Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, buddy. You got it then.
Let's go. I already said Texas Rangers.
Yep.
No New Mexico. Kansas City Royals.
Yep.
Florida.
Just one. Have you... 2, 3, 4, 5. There's at least like 7 that you need.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm just gonna list them.
There's more Florida teams.
Mariners? No, I'm sorry.
I'm thinking football.
I was gonna say
Don't listen to Brian.
Marlins and Rays, I already got them.
Yeah, you got them.
Pittsburgh.
All right, we got the Boston Red Sox.
I said them.
Right? You did? Okay, yeah. Make sure.
I don't think you did.
I said Boston Red
Sox. Where do the White Sox play?
Oh, Chicago and the Chicago Cubs. Okay.
There you go, the two big ones there. What about Cleveland?
Cavaliers.
No, Cleveland. They're not the Indians anymore, right?
Technically, they still are. Yes.
Wow, really? Okay. Good for them. Way to say fuck you, woke culture.
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Bengals.
No, not the Bengals. Reds. There you go.
Where do the Tigers play?
Detroit. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Who are the cheaters?
I said them already.
Did you?
Houston Astros?
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Then I think you might just need one more. Looking through it here.
I'm trying to think.
You might have already said it.
Mm-hmm.
They got Todd used to play for him in the 90s.
You cut out a second. Todd who?
Todd
Helton.
The main team.
Again, if you've already said
New York Yankees?
What's your hint there?
The main team?
I'm just kidding.
It's not on the coast. Okay.
Oh, it's not to the middle. What state?
They're from the National League West.
Oh,
that's not going to help. Even through my heyday of baseball, I was so confused. Who's part of who?
That John Denver's full of shit.
Oh, Colorado Rockies. Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go. All right. You did it, buddy. You did it. Okay.
That all of them? Wow. It was definitely a lot.
I think so.
It was a lot easier.
Can you
easier.
Name any World Series winners of the past 10 years?
Dodgers.
Besides them.
Yankees.
No.
Astros?
I think their last one is 2009, I think.
Astros, 20 years, yeah. Right?
But, I mean, we're going to put an asterisk on the Astros. Mm-hmm. Rays. Didn't they win a couple years ago?
No.
Oh, shit. Nope, never mind.
Fucking idiot. Let me reset the scene. Cody and Brian are at a sports bar, and hey, bro, hey, can you name any of the World Series winners the past 10 years?
Yeah. Well,
I'll buy you a beer if you can get like five of them.
Well, I would say the Houston Astros, but they're a bunch of fucking cheaters. Am I right?
Yeah,
dang, 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 dang.
Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
I would just divert to be like, you know, I used to play baseball. I wasn't great, but I played.
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
18 was the last time I played. I used to say, after I graduated high school, I used to say, like, oh, yeah, I played baseball all my life because I would be like 19 or 20. I'm going on to 30. That's not most of my life. I mean, it is still most of my life, but still, it's just like, fuck, I'm a lot older now. Like, I haven't played baseball in over 10 years.
Do you have a mitt? Do you have a mitt?
No, I actually went to my parents this weekend.
Why haven't we thrown the ball around?
Couldn't find it. I couldn't find my stuff.
You don't have a mitt?
Oh, no, I had a friend who borrowed it and then lost it, like a really good glove. Yeah.
Cody has probably like that first base mitt that's just like way too big.
it's like a super extended. No, he's a lefty. Oh no, actually, he'd be perfect
lefties
for a first.
Supposed to be on first base. Yeah.
My glove is too big. It's it was when I was a kid at least. Look at this fucking beast. It's actually pretty good right now. But,
that's your glove as a kid?
Since I was in sixth grade, dude.
Holy shit!
That doesn't fit your hand.
Because it was too big when I was a kid. So I grew into it when I turned 28. You know. Yeah, it still fucking fits me, bro. Look at this.
Do you bat right?
No, I'm lefty.
You bat left.
Yeah. I think the only sport I do right-handed is golf.
Mm.
Okay.
Have you been to a batting cage recently?
Love batting cages.
Let's go. Not recently. Batting cage.
Kent wants to go to the batting cages. We were just talking about it.
Come on, Ken. Does he throw out his back when he does it? Because he's an old man.
No, he doesn't.
Ken, don't listen to Brian. That wasn't very
That's
nice.
Why he doesn't invite you to things. Because of that right there.
Christian, you're on the charity stream on Friday.
What?
You did that thing. You did their
I did their charity stream. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We played some game. What?
You like eye rolled. You're like, it was a lot of fun.
I didn't eye roll.
I guess I'll talk about it. Yeah.
No, we played some game that Josh came up with, and it was a lot of fun.
Josh, pretty obviously.
No, it wasn't that. It was Burgundy. I don't remember what the game was called.
Burgundy.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Here's a question. You guys keep your finger out of the mitt? The little,
of
little
course,
hole
yeah.
You put your finger out of that hole?
Yeah, yeah.
And go like that.
I had a catcher's glove, so I always wore a baseball glove underneath, a batting glove underneath.
It hurts your hand. You know?
It's pretty tough. Yeah.
How fast can you guys throw?
Not fast.
62 miles an hour.
You know that?
I got a cannon. Oh. No, I haven't thrown it in a very long time.
Let's go to a fucking, let's get a
Yeah, can we measure that somewhere?
Can
we look that up?
Baseball radar gun.
Can someone send us a radar gun? Let's get
that
going.
Can we buy that on Amazon? That's like $120.
I mean, yeah, we could buy it.
We have to have like a Wanger's like sports like convention where the three of us like a triathlon of
sports. Yeah, we've talked about this many. Like,
we talked about the combine, but I want to do like all these different sports. I want to have like who can throw the fastest fastball,
who can throw the
like
farthest that, football,
the quickest 40-yard dash time,
who can kick the furthest soccer ball,
bench press. I'm gonna win
furthest shot put.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this one thing for 70. What is this? Net plays baseball radar speed sensors.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
70 bones. Let's get that. Let's get
that. It's probably right now.
I will make sure I throw harder than Cody.
It is. When I go on my runs now, like the park that I pass by, I start to see like teams playing, like baseball teams playing in those parks now. And I've always wanted just to like, I've always wanted just to go and just watch and just like, you know, just have fun. But
I don't have a kid here. I'm just
I love the sport. But yeah, that might be a little
game.
I used to play all my life.
Yeah. Oh, did you graduate? Did you just graduate from high school? No, like 11 years ago. Oh,
yeah.
You just came out here just to watch? I just love the sport.
It'd be great if you're watching like a t-ball game. You're like, I just want to see these little kids, you know, just play their sport.
That
know,
might actually be more fun because the parents are trying really hard for their kids to hit.
I'm so fucking stoked for t-ball.
Oh, you're gonna put your kid in the t-ball?
If he wants to, I'm not gonna make him.
No, you force him. He's a hall.
What if he comes to you and he says, "Dad,
use my batting glove." He's gonna use my batting glove.
What if he came to you and he says, "Dad, I want to play soccer."
Whatever he wants to play.
Why'd you say ugh? You don't like soccer? You never watched the World Cup?
World Cup. I don't live in the world. I live in America. That's right.
It's still part of the world, though.
No. We're not on his our world. Own.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Got you, Chuck.
Hey, you got me. I don't know what I can do.
This guy, this guy's throwing 188 miles an hour.
And you can too if you buy this for $70.
Wow, it's that big? Is that how big it's supposed to be? Hey.
Wow, that's big.
Oh, wow.
What's that like?
This one's 70. I don't know if it works. I'm going to read the reviews. If
some guy's pissed off, did not throw it 188.
No, did not
do that.
Disappointing.
Oh man. God. Speed is inaccurate by almost 20 miles an hour.
All right, so we just minus it by 20.
Well, over under 20.
At this point, we're just guessing. We don't even need the radar gun.
Yeah, we just kind of eyeball it.
We see, like, by what ball left, like, the biggest dent in the back thing or something like that. I don't know.
Didn't Angel Stadium or Dodger Stadium have, like, the radar thing?
They had they had batting cages in the, like, past center field, like, up there.
I got kicked out of those.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah, I was so fucking scared. It traumatized me. I was just so excited to go. I want to do this. And if you recall, Christian, as Christian brought up, they're underneath the back section where the stairs were. So there was like a little pillar that I was like, as you know, just to kill time because the line was like 45 minutes. I was like kind of climbing it a little bit, just kind of climbing a pillar. And the guy came out fucking pissed. And he's like, "Hey, you can't do that." I'm like, I'm sorry. I just kind of like did my thing.
Oh,
I look away.
Oh,
and like
no.
He just grabbed, he didn't grab me, but he like, touched, like, "Hey, you can't do that. Get out of here."
He touched
like,
you?
Yeah. He'd like touch my shoulder.
Wow, dude.
And I was like, "I'm so sorry."
The 90s was a fucking time, right?
Yeah. Jesus. It was 2004. Yeah.
The 2000s was a fucking time.
Right, Collateral came out.
You knew very well that you couldn't do that, but you still did it.
Yeah. I was a dick. I just forgot about that memory.
Kind of a dick. Fuck that guy.
Sorry. That
guy
has that up. So,
terrible poops tonight.
Yeah.
So we won't play any sports with Cody.
No, it's going to bring up so many different memories.
Let's join a Sunday softball league. We'll get a trophy.
I would love that, actually.
We'll get that trophy.
Guys, can we do a bowling league?
No,
I'd be down.
So
I mean,
fun.
I'm terrible at
bowling. Great.
Would I need to get my own ball?
You don't need to.
Okay.
It's not required.
Oh.
If they provide the balls.
One. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they'll give you the balls.
How much are balls? Okay.
The
balls are free. I'm sorry.
Just pick it up. Just pick up the balls.
If you want to get your own. Mm. Bowling ball, that is.
A little condescending there.
Under 200.
Yeah. If you want to get your 200? Bowling ball. Yeah.
Mm.
Under 200?
Yeah.
What about shoes?
Yeah, what about shoes?
What kind of shoes you
shoes
rock
Shoes are
in?
The same price as you know, most shoes, I would say.
Mm.
I think I got mine for like 40, 50 bucks. You know?
Oh, wow. It's cheaper price. Than my shoes. More. Yeah.
What's your shoe size?
Fucking 18, bro.
Whoa.
Man, swinging dick.
Slaps the floor like that.
Like a fucking clown with the big old clown shoes when I go out there bowling.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'd be down.
You do that? You guys want
to
do that?
I'll drive to fucking San Dimas. I'll do it.
Just once a week, I drive down here.
What day of the week?
Oh. Whenever it is. I don't know. They have leagues every night. Yeah.
Do they have Like, is it by age? Like, are we going to play with, like, 60-year-olds? Or
I mean, when I was in the league, no, there was no age thing when I was there. I think they do have senior leagues, but...
Let's fucking go there. Let's fuck them up.
Just fuck all the seniors up.
Yeah.
They're probably really good, too.
I haven't been in the league in probably 6 years, man.
Whoa, let's dust it off. Dust it off. You got to show off. You got to show off to Grant.
I looked at new balls today.
Oh, Cody. Cody, take it easy.
Yeah, I looked at them. I looked at those balls, all right. Oh, man, I might get one.
How long have you had your ball now?
7 years or so, but it's not good. It's like it's a plastic ball, so it doesn't really hook. Yeah,
you gotta get the glass
porcelain.
You gotta get the
What's it made out of?
Thicker balls. That's okay. What I need.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you do. That's a little bit heavier, a little bit hairier.
Yeah,
for that fucking.
That's what I was looking into. Was,
just takes off.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah. Hooks, yeah,
so if you guys want to do that, you know,
if your ball's a little hairy
for three people, if you guys want to do that.
Yeah. I'd be down. I'm totally down.
Okay.
We've been talking about this probably since like Wanger Show 50.
Years.
Yeah.
Discussing this. I could have swore we've all said
this
already.
As things are slowly getting back to normal, I would love my norm, let's say Wednesday, Thursday nights, be like, hey, babe, I'm going to Bowling Bowling League.
It's the best. It was the best, man. You just hang out. You throw some games. You drink beers every night. It's great. Oh,
I mean, we pretty much do that already.
We do that now. Now we could have bowling involved.
We can do a sport. We get some exercise. Yeah. I mean, it's the least physically taxing sport
there
is. It's
the fattest of the fattest players.
How many games do you usually play?
I think you normally do like three. And then
three's a lot.
They add up all the scores for like a fourth game. So that's like an overall win or loss that you get.
Okay.
To. Yeah.
So it's like the league, is there like... You know, whoever has the highest scores at the end of the year, is that how they do it? Like, they accumulate all this?
They do it by matchup. So you play a team every week. But the reason why, Christian, it's okay if we're not great at first is because if you suck, you get a good handicap. Mm. So, like, if you would go out there and throw a 40, your handicap's going to be incredible. So you're going to get this head start next week, and if you get better, your score is going to add on to that.
Oh.
Now, as you get better, the handicap decreases, obviously.
Mm.
It adjusts to you.
So we get to park in the front.
Absolutely, right in the handicap. Yeah,
oh, you get
thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm fucking down. I'm down. I might buy my own fucking ball. I'm fucking
buy your ball.
Buy that so fucking buy arm ball. Gauntlet. Why the fuck not?
Yeah. If you want to do it, go. Gauntlet. Yeah, we'll go at the same time. We'll go to the same shop. Apparently, there's a great shop down the street from me here. Great reviews on Yelp. I'm gonna go get it.
Right by the vape shop.
Yeah,
you've got a bowling shop.
Mode vape.
You have a bowling shop in your neighborhood, but not one bar.
Yeah, I know, right? No, but I looked up. Like pro bowling shops, like just in the area, and there's like four, like the
four
whole region.
In a walking
distance.
I
got one next, not walking distance, but like the next city over. And I was like, I got one. This is great.
Nice.
Space Wolf Lounge, by the way, says, Cody, I will destroy you in billiards.
Billiards.
I challenge everybody to billiards if you haven't noticed. Mallards. I like billiards.
Man, I wish I was good at pool, man.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I like
it's such a cool skill to have. I tried to be in college. Like in between classes, I would go to the student union all the time and play pool. Oh,
dude, yeah.
Never got good.
How are you guys at ping pong?
I wanted to be good at ping pong too. Never got great.
I'm pretty good at ping pong.
I'm pretty good. Yeah. I think I'd smash you guys.
Yeah. I thought I was okay until we played Adam that one day.
Oh, Adam's fucking unreal.
Oh, like, once you play like the actual good guys, you're like, shit, I can't.
It's demoralizing.
Yeah. I think I could take you, Brian.
All right, that's fun. We'll get a radar gun.
Ping pong table, bowling balls, and
bowling
a baseball
balls,
glove.
Yes.
Would you guys do the thing after you lost? You'd have to take your shirt off and get fucking hit by the ball.
No, that was only with Chase.
We got to analyze this very destructive relationship that you had.
No, Chase would do that.
What about butts up? You guys never played butts up and had to go up to the wall and get hit by the ball?
That one I do remember.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
With
the
tennis ball.
Yeah, tennis ball. Mm-hmm. They throw it at you. Yeah.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Or smear the. What?
Smear the what can we replace that with? Smear the unfortunate one who
the coward.
The coward. Yeah.
No,
not to say that they replace we're replacing the words.
I'm trying to say I don't know what to do. Yeah. Mm.
Smear
what position do you guys play in softball or baseball? Softball.
Outfielder.
You guys an outfielder?
Catcher. Mm-hmm.
Catcher. You don't do anything in softball as a catcher?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said softball?
Yeah, in softball.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm imagining Christian during slow pitch softball. Like give him the sign. Here we go.
There is a catcher, by the way.
I know, but it's always like the weakest player.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really do much unless you're getting
in softball. The pitcher comes in, like, if the ball is going far, the pitcher replaces the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I've seen.
Yeah.
But I guess you guys play catcher if you want.
I'd rather play bowling in softball leagues. Those guys take that game. I'm sure people in bowling leagues take that game very serious. But I guess generally,
if you're in like the Vegas leagues, the ones that go year round, mm-hmm. then yeah, they will. But if you're just in like a 12-week one, like the ones I would always do, it's just fun.
Yeah, but I picture myself like getting into an altercation with someone who plays bowling as opposed to someone who plays softball, like. Not as kind of
Gerald over there in the bowling alley.
Because like people who play baseball, they like definitely played baseball at one point and they just can't do it anymore. So they're all fucking hotheads and they're just drinking beer out of coolers. Whereas it's like here we're legally allowed to drink and we're here all for the same goal. You know what I mean?
Out of coolers. We used to like bring beers in with our bags. What do they call equipment bags?
Your purse?
No, the
No, I thought that was funny.
What do you? No reaction. You
guys nothing at all.
No. Anyway, where are you guys from? Okay. Mm.
What do you? What do you call the bags that you put all your stuff in for
the
baseball?
Gear bag. I don't know.
Yeah, you're just your bag.
It's called a thing, isn't it? I thought. Okay. I guess I'm the real sports.
Where's
man
this
over
story
here.
Going?
Picture us what at a bar mean? Right now, okay, and us asking us that question.
Baseball bag.
I think it's just a baseball bag.
I guess that is. I thought it was something.
Your equipment bag? I don't know.
Maybe it might catcher be equipment
bag. Bag. I can't help it here.
What do you call your bowling ball bag, Cody?
Just my bowling ball bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's your pretty.
Your purse?
Explanatory.
I'm looking up Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. Just type in Dick.
Chicks? There was Chick's Sporting Goods as well.
Yeah. Is that not around?
That one's not around.
I love this. My mom texts me sometimes, just police chase. She just says, police chase, 120 miles an hour. I love it. Send me a link, mom. Send me the link. Oh, I'm seeing the dots.
React to a police chase on the
I'm seeing the dots right now. Hold on. She's giving me the dots. Am I going to get the link?
Oh, she's texting you?
Oh, you can hear it. I'm like, nice, where? Oh, she said near Burbank. I'm going to open up the
window. Oh, shit.
See if I can hear it.
Oh, boy. Brian, no one's helping you here. They're saying it's a duffel bag or like a tote bag. Why did you bring up this bag in the first place?
Here? That's where we would like bring the beers in.
Oh, I see. That's actually smart.
As opposed to your equipment. Did you do the cliche thing where you had your bat and your glove was on the top of the bat and just throw it over your shoulder?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just show up.
A little Sandlot action.
Yeah. I always wanted to wear the helmet with one ear. I never got the
I don't think you we couldn't do that in high school. Just for safety, and I don't even think they can. Can they not do it on the MLB now?
Yeah, no, they have one of these things.
Oh, they
just
have
a lot of them have like a jaw guard on it.
Yeah,
but yeah, they still do the one ear thing.
Yeah, because my favorite one catching was a 2-piece helmet. You know, you had the
that
back
was always cool, and you got like the
and he fucking flips out. We couldn't do it in high school because it was too dangerous. We not only had to have the pullover one, but you had to have the, what do you call it, the neck.
The fucking hockey mask one.
Yeah. They're fine, but I remember playing, because in summer league, like the laws for like, you know, high school baseball, they weren't completely in play. So you can kind of just do whatever.
In the summertime.
And playing with a 2-piece was dude, fucking fly balls and just flip it up. No,
it would be dramatic.
Oh, dude.
You're like throwing it into the crowd.
No, yeah.
Get it up.
And not only that, but you'd flip it up, you'd hold it. And then you'd wait for a second as you find the ball. Then you toss it last second, and then just catch it. Just because you can.
And you do the splits like Dottie.
That's right.
I can't do the splits. I've tried.
It's a nice pull.
It hurts.
I like that pull of
my. We did very current movies once again.
Good
here.
Job, Brian.
Yeah, we did
these references.
We did that movie commentary with Ken Napsok. League of Their Own.
Home. Yeah.
Oh, we did League of Their Own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that. I don't remember Fallen Kingdom.
I don't.
We did.
Like none of us remember that, right? That's not just me.
I think I only know that we did it because it's actually there. I can't tell you anything that happened.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know a single word that was said. I can't.
So you can... Oh, Tom Davini in the chat called it right. Chase called it sting pong.
Oh.
When he would take off his shirt, you would turn your back, and then we would just go,
bah! Yeah.
And they would leave welts on his back.
Why did we like to hurt each other?
You guys...
I don't know. It's just a thing.
We sting our backs, hit our balls. You guys, you guys are men, right? That's what you guys would do.
Open, cool. Open chest.
Yeah. Get hugs.
That's open chest.
Yeah. You guys compliment each other and tell everyone doing a good job.
Listen to each other's feelings. Be open to their problems. Okay. You guys all did that?
Yeah. You guys didn't do steer pongs and pants, everybody?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. And then make fun of their tiny penis. Right after, you guys didn't do that? No.
Right after we made fun of his penis size, we asked him how that felt to be made fun of. Like. Oh, yeah. We really listened to him in that moment.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, hey, as we start to close up shop here, I'm going to read some super chats and some Streamlabs. So. Y'all want to send anything in, feel free to. If not,
pay for that radar gun.
Hit that like. Yeah, we're going to hit that radar gun. Hit that like button.
I want to throw faster than you guys.
Before y'all get out of here. And leave a comment down below.
My room somehow.
Leave a comment down below and let us know what the Eternals are. Just let us know what the
radar gun blaze.
Jesus Christ. Just let us know what the Eternals are.
I was doing a saliva reference. Go on.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
Let us know what your favorite saliva song is.
There's always room
for
saliva.
Yeah.
Where are they going with this? Super chat, Streamlabs, dead air. Jesus Christ.
I was letting you speak, sir.
Yeah, you were waiting to speak.
You seemed very annoyed by my saliva joke, so I was like, I'm going to let him
go. I wasn't annoyed. It was just I couldn't hear it. If I heard it, I would have. Tell it again. Go ahead and tell it again.
No, I don't want to.
Just tell it again. Just fucking tell it again.
It was funny when I was sneaking it in there. That's what made it funny. Mm.
Space Wolf Lounge said we used to play Open Neck. I think we did that too.
What the hell? With the open neck ping pong.
No, fuck that, dude.
Oh, you'd hit the ball at their neck.
No, I think you just smacked their neck.
I think we would try to get their neck. That sounds familiar. I don't know, but maybe with the open neck, you just smack their Adam's apple. I don't know.
Oh. What is wrong with you guys? Okay,
not me. It was Chase.
All right. Anyway.
You played too, Brian. Come on, you little slut. You did. King Sportical donated via Super Chat saying, nobody touches me but my side chick.
He's got the greatest side chick in the world.
This is in reference to earlier.
Long-running joke.
Kat donated via Streamlab. Thank you so much, Kat. Using Streamlab to reference Hamilton one last time. Thanks to everyone who pushed for musical May. Also, would love to see the Wangers have a bit where they identify different makeup or feminine hygiene products.
After we put a bra on?
That's pretty good. Yeah, we can probably do that. She brings up, by the way, Hamilton premiering this Thursday. Our commentary for it. All five hours of it. Yes.
It was a good one, guys.
It was pretty good.
I wish we took a picture of the amount of beer bottles on the table at one point.
I mean, it's recorded, so we can
be in the video.
I know, but I don't want to like tease it, you know.
I can just go in there, it's a moving image.
You guys want to?
It's part of the moving image.
Just text me. I would have done it. I could just zoom in on it.
60 frames a second.
Okay. It's times 30 frames a second. It was 30 frames a second. I wouldn't do 60.
I think the settings in my OBS are
1080p.
Is it really? Okay. What a waste of space.
What a waste.
It's really irresponsible if you're why would we your do that storage,
in,
Brian.
Why would we do is that? It, my camera settings was the 30. It wouldn't even match. Oh. Anyways.
Well, I mean, look at that. Maybe it's not.
How big is that file?
It's a pretty good size. It's
pretty good size. Holy shit, Victor. Stop it.
God damn it, Victor.
You guys had to bring up the fucking radar gun.
Oh, it is 60. 60 frames.
I don't think it's true 60 frames, so it's fine. Victor sent in $100 via Streamlabs. Thank you so much. Says, for the radar gun or Cody's heavy balls.
Oh, my God.
We got to do it.
Now we have to do it.
Who's going to catch the ball, though? Because I'd be scared.
Throw it at a fence or something, right?
Okay, just making sure.
Or throw it into someone's glove.
So we're going to go on like a pitching mound.
I'm so excited.
We just go to a park and then we just throw it. Yeah, we throw it straight to the fence.
We just throw it at home plate and see what happens.
And someone just stands right.
We should get the backstop thing that like hits it back.
Throws it back at us.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. Victor, thank you so much. You really didn't have to, but that's amazing. That is amazing. Yeah. We're going to definitely do that now. Juan Diaz donated via Super Chat. Thank you so much. Here's some money from a lurker. Hey, lurker. Wanted to say something funny, but I got nothing. You wanted to say something funny, but you did it.
But you did it.
Thank you, Juan. Appreciate that. And if any lurkers out there haven't commented yet, we still see some new lurkers popping up in there in the comments.
We know you're out there.
We're trying to hide.
We know you're there.
We'll find you. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
You're going to do the Chris Tucker scream. Go
on, my man. King Sportico also donated via Super Chat again, saying, every time I play video games or read comics, I hear Brian say, K Calvin, you are a 40-year-old grown man. I know, Brian. I know.
I don't say that to you. I say congratulations on a main chick and a sidekick.
Oh.
Side chick.
And a sidekick.
And a sidekick as well.
As well.
Side
kick,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad I have never thought of that.
To have a side chick?
No. Well, I mean, I'm kidding. As if she did. No, that'd be kind of funny as I'm just playing. Because I do think the only time I think I've ever thought that where Brian's just like, wow, he'd be really judging me right now is I'm like 25 hours into Mass Effect right now, and I can just see Brian just like, what are you doing with your time? You know,
I mean, I'm in the year 2025 right now in MLB The Show with managing the Angels. So I
it goes into the future.
Dude, Ken was on like 30 or 40 years into the future on his. Yeah, he's been doing this for a while.
Did you guys do shit with your lives?
You know, I see. Again, this is the
now. See, when you say stuff like that, my counter is always just like, well, what are you doing?
You're writing a novel over there, Brian?
I'm doing a lot.
What are you up to?
What are you doing? You're taking naps. You told me in the warm-up you take naps.
It was a 30-minute nap. I was burnt out from all I did today. It was a lot. Yeah.
I took a nap today, too.
Dang. Both you guys,
After 2025 MLB The Show?
Yeah, I was like, this long off-season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to get through it.
Got to hit down. Got to get to the locker room.
Arbitration hearings. Yeah.
Bobby Mitchell just sent in. Bobby Mitchell, by the way, just
again, Ken's talked about this. You got to argue on behalf of your player or the contracts and shit. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Very bad.
It's a whole second life.
Bobby Mitchell donated $50 via Streamlabs. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Why?
Whose is it, Bobby? I guess it's ours now. Thank you so much. Bobby says for Cody's "What's My Age Again" lessons.
I'm really struggling with that riff, Bobby. It's so deceptively simple. You know,
you played it for me the other day.
That "What's My Age Again" riff, and
you serenaded
it's so
me.
Hard. It's so hard.
Yeah, it is.
Damn it!
Can we get those
soundbite that one
back
gotta,
to back,
you gotta,
please?
You got to get the second part.
Yeah, it is. Holy shit! Thank you all so much. That really, I what I would say normally about Streamlabs and Super Chats, because till this day we still haven't spent any of the money that we made
on the radar.
Until
the radar.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. It's like we literally have it, but when you guys send us money for very specific things, it's like, oh fuck, now we gotta buy it. Yeah. So we'll buy it, then we'll show the receipt and we'll put the receipt in in the Discord.
We're gonna show the
don't
video.
Don't ever feel pressured to do that, though.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Do you wanna play some bets? Who has the faster ball?
I think it's all in the mechanics too. It's not just size. Okay,
yeah.
You got to have like the best.
Size?
You got to have the form. Size doesn't matter with mm-mm. ball speed.
Also, are we gonna warm up before that or just do it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna make this the whole presentation.
I was gonna say
loose on the field.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay.
This is gonna be fun.
We should have a fourth person so we can. I mean, I played catch three way before, but it's just
should,
not
yeah,
the same.
We'll invite Ken down there.
That would be fun.
With his 2025 baseball.
Ken would be great.
2052.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we'll get Allison there, Makuga. We'll get all of them.
That'll be
can
fun.
Can they play?
Yeah.
Can they play ball?
Anyone can throw a ball. That's what we're saying.
Oh,
well,
you.
No, Brian, I'm not saying well.
You hold your tongue.
Brian.
Yeah.
I'm not saying well. Okay. I'm saying that everyone can throw a ball. Okay,
not so everyone. I've seen.
So we're
people.
Going to have like a standings of like the speed.
Okay.
We get like 12 people. We'll see. It'll be fun.
We live in LA, in Hollywood, where people cannot play baseball. I've seen
with a bunch of artsy nerds over here.
I worked on a baseball film where people are like,
watching pitching windups in baseball movies is fucking great because they look terrible.
Oh yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
Or fielding mechanics where it's
so bad. Week of just like drills.
just do a boot camp.
Just learn form. Take one pitching lesson, guys.
Yeah, they didn't have enough time to train them. They didn't have enough.
No,
time
they had to
train
their lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it takes me back to the one in Twilight. The pitcher in Twilight, the leg just goes like way up here and then just doesn't have any motion towards the play. I know they're vampires. So it doesn't really matter what their form
is. They're vampires.
Dennis Quaid wasn't bad in The Rookie. He's got pretty good form in that movie, from what I remember.
I think Kevin Costner has good form. Do people say that?
I mean, Bull Durham is like, it's probably the greatest baseball movie ever made.
Charlie Sheen's
is pretty good, too.
He's got good
Major
form.
League is also one of my favorites.
We'll do a commentary on that. That's fucking great.
Major League's great. I like him for both different. I actually kind of like Major League 2 a little bit, even though they replaced Wesley Snipes. That's the only that's my only gripe with that movie, I think.
It's got Randy Quaid. In the second one?
Randy Quaid?
He's Okay, take him out. He's washed up. Isn't that on him?
The guy in the crowd?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Isn't that Randy Quaid?
No.
They're going to lose in the playoffs.
Is he in that movie?
You know he's in the third one, though?
Who?
That's
who plays the top prospect?
Walter Goggins.
Walton Goggins.
Oh, yeah. Right? Randy Quaid is in it.
Yeah. Oh. You guys not major league fans? Back to the Minors? Back to the Minors in theaters.
I've seen Back to the Minors a few times, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not too huge on it. That's the second one, right?
Back to the Minors is the third one.
I don't think I've seen Major League 2,
I've seen more than Major League 1.
I love Major
League
1.
Wait, okay, so hold on. Is the Minors one where they do the Buzz team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I do remember that one.
With no original cast.
No,
and maybe
except,
Tom Berenger?
Yeah, I think he goes down to manage it, I think.
Yeah, right? I think so.
No, it's
too.
Like a new guy.
No, it's a new guy. You're right.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Holy shit.
It might be the rich asshole shortstop guy. He might make a cameo.
Oh, the one that...
No, the catcher. I think the catcher from the second one is in it.
The Playboy guy?
I think so.
Miss March. Loves long walks in
the
beach.
Dude, that resonated with me so much because I always had problems throwing back to the catcher all the fucking times.
Did you also have to think about Playboy articles?
No, but the tactic of thinking about something else while throwing the ball was something that I fucking did to help me. It was pretty fucking phenomenal. Pretty great.
Because you had a boner the whole time.
Yeah.
Weren't paying attention to
the
ball.
Well, I had a cup on, so it was easy to hide.
But then you
had
that catching gear to
Hey. Guys, this radar gun is on back order. I think everyone's taking our idea of buying radar guns.
The War Girls and GPA are going to do it before us, those fuckers. God.
Amber was watching a TikTok video the other day, and she showed me, and it was like some umpire at like a Little League game that was getting hit in the face by a ball, and he's like, son, you got to catch the ball. And she had asked me if I'd ever done that, where I'd like, you know, like, or if the ball foul tipped, hit the umpire on the face and all that stuff. And I was like, I one time missed the ball completely because he was fucking giving terrible calls.
Oh, you were the asshole.
No, I wasn't the asshole. It's just like, he's not giving me anything. So it's just like, okay.
You let the ball hit the ump.
I mean, you know, sometimes I get by.
You're like, oh.
Meanwhile, he's like making 20.
Right in the face.
He's making like $20 for like, and he's doing like five games a day.
The umpire is the worst. You get paid shit, and then you get it all from all the parents.
This guy was being a dick like ahead of time. Because usually I'd be like, hey, Blue, how you doing? And he just wouldn't give me anything back. It's like, okay.
No one ever tells an umpire, like, hey, good job. Good call there. Yeah, that's good.
Always the bad. It's always, you got to go for the bad. Yeah.
There were a couple ones that would be like regulars, and the regulars would always be really cool because you kind of know their spots, and then they would also like really get into the game as well. And then the coolest coolest umpires that I ever like, that I like caught for, I guess, however you would say it, are the ones that would like not challenge me. They'd be like, oh, you got to get that up a little bit, you know, and like they would kind of like guide me to where their spot was. And I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. And like, you don't see that a whole lot.
There's a great Twitter account that takes umpires from like baseball and major league games and like posts like where the strike zone is. And then based on where they were calling the balls and strikes, where their strike zone was. And all the time, it's just a fucking circle, like just around or like some crazy fucking thing. Just shows how ridiculously bad like umpires are. Sometimes and it's fucking great. I forget the name of the Twitter account. But.
Best umpire scene in any movie is the Naked Gun, the second one. I think it's the second one
with OJ.
I think they're all with OJ.
No, but oh no, never
Reggie
mind.
Jackson in one of them.
Reggie Jackson. He's the one that like I have to kill the queen.
I have to kill the queen.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
And then what's the singer name? It's Enrique Peluzzi or something like that.
I don't know.
Good stuff. Well, hey, make sure you guys go check out The Naked Gun. Go check out all of them. Leslie Nielsen, amazing, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being. Speaking of wonderful human beings, thank you all so much for joining us here on this episode of The Wanger Show. Outro! Very nice. Very, very nice. We appreciate every single one of you. If you guys can hit that like button on your way out, please be sure to do so. Outro! And also, if you can leave a comment down below, that would also be really, really great. If you're a lurker or if you're watching in your live in the chat with us, that'd be great as well. Let us know what the Eternals is all about. Just let us know. Please let us know. Either that or just let us know what your favorite soundbite is. Yeah, let us know that. And if you're lurking, we see you. Get out of the shadows because we're about to shine the light. And be sure to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wanger Show. If you ever want to listen to us on the go, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. It's really, really awesome. If you just, you know, you don't want to see our stupid faces, you just want to listen to it, we upload it. As soon as the show ends, audio goes right up. Right audio. Up the butt. Right away.
Oh.
What?
Right up the butt.
Right up the butt. All the time. And this
you
Thursday,
the
don't.
Video that said what in the butt?
I said, yeah. What?
What? Remember what? That? In the that butt? I said, a what? Mm. What? Yeah, that's good. In that's the good. Butt. And also, be sure this Thursday, Hamilton will be premiering on Disney Plus. Our commentary, rather, will be premiering, not the actual play that's already happened.
Just in case you guys didn't know, like it'll be just there Thursday if you want to watch it. Yeah.
So be sure to tune in to that. And yeah, thank you all. Everybody who donated via Super Chats, Victor, Bobby, the big ones, thank you so much. Kat, everybody who donated, appreciate every single one of you. And every single week, we give shout-outs to all of our patrons that support us at the highest tier. And it's followed by a funny little soundbite. Brian, are you ready? Lee!
I am ready.
All right. All right, Aaron J. Lancaster.
What? I was answering your question.
Aaron Woodley.
A Nightmare on Cum Street.
Don't like that one.
I like that one. That one's funny. I like MS Young. 21 Jumping My Ass.
Love that one. Though. I love that one.
Alexis Lopez.
Oh, my butt hurts.
Anthony Marrera.
It's a nice poll.
Arcadio Castellanos.
It wasn't bitches, that's for sure.
Axel the Hungry Hippo.
We always had like Tapatio.
Billy Storle. Slamming ass. Bobby Mitchell.
Penis. We got that one down. 23 is penis. Penis is if it's plural. I think it's just singular though.
Brian King.
Yeah, she loves fucking him.
Brian Arsenault.
Oh!
Chris Jones.
Vampire Sex Party.
Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy.
Okay.
Claire Stefan.
Which one of you bearded bitches took my microphone, huh? Which one of you bastards?
Cody Watson.
Hey, guys. Check out this quesadilla here.
Connor Kennedy. Dipping the dick in the butt. DJ Red Hot Cox.
That's a funny name.
I've said it for like a month.
Hundreds of times on this
show. I've said it so many times by now.
Oh, no, that's a new Patreon.
They were new. They're new like maybe a month ago. This person, DJ Red Hot Cox, has been a Patreon supporter for a long time and just upped it to the highest tier.
Oh, okay.
So you think now, that Red Hot Cox.
No, yeah. They upped it like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
So you said it four times. You haven't said it many times.
Maybe eight times.
I'm the one who said he said it hundreds of times. So that was on me. But.
So what's the name again?
DJ Red Hot Cox.
Ah, that's a good one.
Hey, guys. Check out this quesadilla here.
Edith MS Petite. Like dicks and vaginas. Elena Marie 10. It's such a tiny little slit. Emmanuel Fuentes.
Oh, shit. Oh, excuse me for peeking. Oh, man. I peeked in other places.
Enrique Cabrales.
That fucker?
And Gabriel J. Leba.
The Cougar Chronicle.
Giorgio Miraflor.
Oh, fuck. Hold on real quick.
Oh, God.
Is there a clicking noise after I say the Cougar Chronicle?
The Cougar Chronicle.
What's the click about? I don't remember
that. Cougar Chronicle.
It sounds like you have a pen, like you're ready to write for the article. Chronicle.
I did not. I was doing a commentary at the time. I don't know why.
Hernan Sebastian.
No, I'm pretty flaccid right now.
James Chesney. Oh, Cody's dick got hard. James Lavario. I love holes. Jason Harvey.
Since you've been gone!
John Noto.
Hit the dirt straight in the dick.
Joseph Tanana.
I don't want to be here.
JP Beeler.
Oh, daddy, get me off.
Carl Soderbeck.
Menudo.
Kimberlia.
You would lose your wiener and your balls, I'd imagine. That would suck.
Kyle Hilbert.
I'm going to have some meat and a salad later because I'm fat.
Kyle Johnson.
I like 2%.
Maris Thornton. Mark Murdoch.
Oh, bite that nipple.
Mike Austin.
Fuck yeah, dude. This guy fucking fucks.
Michael Bittner.
Six pack? More like sex pack.
Nathan Heredia.
No, I missed the whipping. I don't like that one.
Nick Wade.
Found footy, right?
Paul Acton.
Brian has found joy in something, and we should be happy.
I was going to say, we haven't heard a new... Is that a new one?
No, it's old.
Oh, okay. Ramon Coke.
Ramon Cox?
It's Cock.
So fucking listen to me. This is what we're going to do. God damn it.
Real Snacks Tax.
Cody Hall, that's a wanger.
Ruben E25.
I did, you fucking prick.
Samantha Leo Mendoza.
God there you go. Damn it, Brian.
Sang Wei.
I may have been a little overzealous.
Senior film.
Miss Frank, man.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to have sex tonight. Let's do this.
Space. Play it again. It sounds like I'm right about to burp.
We all want to have sex tonight. Let's do this.
Isn't it? Yeah. Space Wolf Lounge.
Every not so funny joke.
Oh, no. Terry Stockwell.
Hakeem Elijah won.
Terry G.
I love being mentally unstable.
Ed Pettit.
I will eat your ass.
Oh, I haven't heard Alex in a minute. TJ Jones.
I'll eat your ass.
And finally, Tyler Eklund.
I couldn't even focus. There was a whole panel after it. And the first half of it, I was still thinking about the Deadpool.
Thinking about the Deadpool.
The most. Oh, my God.
Brian, you haven't had a new... We haven't had any new sound bites in a minute, man.
I've been
pulling. Knocking your work ethic here, Brian. You got to get a cock. You got to get a cock.
Okay, never mind.
You got to get a cock.
You made up. You made up
He's
for it.
He's really working on that one there.
Yeah. Why are you such a dick? Okay. All right.
Outro!
All right. I retract my statement.
Outro!
Thank you all so much. Appreciate every single one of you. Hey. Guess what, guys?
You're just going to hit it. Yeah, yeah.
You guys want to know something cool?
What's that, buddy?
Does everybody out there want to know something cool?
Mm-hmm.
It's so low.
It was a lot lower than I thought it would be. I'd rather a lot lower than it'd be really high.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, might be making some announcements soon, or might not be. Who the fuck knows?
Who knows anything this day?
We might not do anything.
We know that Brian recently remastered all of our karaoke songs.
Oh, oh yeah, how come he didn't bring that up?
Yeah, I mean he played some of them.
I was about to bring it at the end, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. Speaking of which, we'll get to my thoughts on death next week, guys.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Sorry, we didn't get to that.
Are you going to end up putting those songs anywhere, Brian, or no?
If people are interested, can we put them on Spotify or something?
I think we might. Let us know in the comments down below if you want our whole karaoke on Spotify. Also, make sure you check out other episodes of The Wanger Show. Check out Cody's video. 2 views away from 1,000. Come on, help us out there.
We need 2 people to watch that Cody breaks down his characters video.
Subscribe to our Patreon and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Outro!